Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Two, check.
Of Disorderly Conduct. It is Free Ball Friday, September 27, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's Free Ball Friday. It typically means open lines, no set topics. Callers dictate the conversation. There are a few things that I'd like to talk about. I'm not going to go into a 45-minute diatribe like I have the last few shows. But Yeah, there's just been a lot of, I don't know how to characterize it. At least from what I can tell, I took a quick look at Twitter today. Like, I wasn't really online all day today, and then I looked at my Twitter feed, and my mentions were just exploded. It was like, I don't know. It's like somebody shit out a bunch of ninjas into my timeline. Like, these ninjas won't shut up. So, as you know, I did a show the other night with Ex-Citizen 10, and I was supposed to have Foolish Reporter on, too. But the ninjas sabotaged my show. They knocked Ex-Citizen 10 offline. Luckily enough, I got to talk to Ex-Citizen 10 for a little bit at least. It was cool to talk to him. But they knocked him offline. He was unable to get back onto the show. So, and then I believe they abducted Foolish Reporter. These ninjas are dangerous, folks. Okay? When you're out there on the internet, especially on Twitter, keep your guard up. They're sneaky. Okay? They attack from the shadows. And yeah, so we can touch on that some more. Of course, tomorrow night, I am going to be supposedly tomorrow night we're going to have a show with the ninjas calling in, and hopefully we can have some rational diplomatic talks. As you know, my coalition of the willing, which is comprised of devils, pirates, zombie ninjas, and bronies, we have engaged in a full-on assault against the ninjas. We've taken out all of their bacon enrichment facilities. We have apprehended over 9,000 tons of Twizzlers, and we know that their resources are depleted, and so I think we have the upper hand in these negotiations. I really do, but you know, they are ninjas, so you never know. All right, what else is going on? Oh, my personal, a little, whatever you want to call it, I guess Nigger Christ is a beef with me. I don't know what that guy's problem is. I guess he's just really, I guess it's lonely when you're the worst wigger on the internet. And he just keeps coming back for more. He did a diss track about me. And it's whatever. He'll probably call in. We'll talk about that. Also, what else has been going on? My homie Dutch Minotti, who I affectionately like to refer to as Douche Minotti, he has been having some problems with Ghost. We talked about Ghost last night. Apparently, a lot of you, well, some people listening last night weren't familiar with Ghost, namely Gonzo. Gonzo felt like, because he didn't know who Ghost was, that my discussion about him was devoid of content. Okay, it seems to me with Gonzo, if it's not content he likes, it's suddenly not content. To each his own. I could argue that this show's been content free since the beginning. But you know, I make efforts. Like, I've been doing a lot of really serious shows. I've had some serious guests. We've had some very insightful topics. it's going to continue as well. Where I still have some guests that I'm lining up for the future to talk about important shit or interesting shit or, you know, not goofy stuff. But fucking blow me if you don't like it when I decide to have a show where I just goof off. I wasn't planning a show last night, so I didn't really get... I just kind of threw it together last minute. And tonight, kind of the same thing. But that's what I try to do on Fridays, just fucking let it loose. Because, you know, most people don't have to wake up in the morning. They can call, you know, get more East Coast callers. And so I like to open it up and let people talk. And I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to go to the phone lines unscreened. Oh, wait a second. I will go to calls in just a second. But I actually want to screen them. I'm sorry. I know I've been unscreening callers lately. And sometimes that's fun, sometimes it's not. But there's quite a few people lined up, and I don't recognize a lot of these numbers, so... what I'm going to do is do what I always do on Friday and treat you all to the musical stylings of Vince in the Bay. And I will play for you the Free Ball Friday theme song and be right back. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Through the bar. Oh. monument in the park. It's the cock of a rifle. A memory in the dark. You tried to keep it a secret. And now the world's gonna know. You tried for perfection. But then, erection.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Huh. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You already know what it is. VITB back up in this. Very excited about tonight's show. Looks like we already have a ton of callers. So, what I was really excited about was almost, you know, like, I don't know, a couple hours before I came on the show, I found out that Dutch, a.k.a. Douche Minotti, he mentioned to somebody he was calling on my show tonight. I know he said something about it last night, too, and I just totally forgot, but I was like, oh, sweet. I don't have to worry about finding callers. And he's got legitimate beef with Ghost right now. Ghost is acting like an overgrown baby. And I'm going to bring on Dutch now and get his side of the story. So without any further ado, welcome to the show, Dutch.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, bro. So what's up with Ghost? What the fuck is he trying to do to you?
I've got no idea. Like, in January this year, I basically faked my own docs. And I uploaded it to Docsbin. And 3 days ago, he actually found it. And now, you know, he thinks he doxed me. So that's basically all there is to it, to be honest. That's all. And he's just, you know, he's basically just flexing nuts right now with nothing, basically. So
that's, and I have reached out to him. I'm trying to
get him
on the show. He has actually called my show before in the past. In fact, I had a great time with him when he called my show, and I don't know why he can't. I mean, he's too chicken shit to do his own show. And actually, you know what? For good reason. Because for his health.
I know.
Because
I
think he was going to have a heart attack if he kept going.
He's an alcoholic, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least, okay, fine. Don't do your show. Just you know, do your commentary on Twitter. Fine, whatever. But now he's going after you, like, calling, apparently this number, which she thinks is your number, he's labeling as the GNAA hotline.
He says,
call now, free rabbi, free weave, anonymous, trolls.
Know.
You know, he thinks he's trolling you so hard by tagging you with these,
he's
you know,
anything.
Yeah.
The thing is, that number is actually legitimate, but, you know, it's not connected to me in any way. That the other number, that 0061, is actually working. That's actually, you know, a phone that I have in my hands right now, but you know, I haven't received any calls so far. So, I mean, you know, he's not doing shit at all. So, you know, it's just...
Yeah, and he's saying shit like, aw, now that Hassani, a.k.a. Dutch Minotti's world, has been exposed, he's crying to Twitter to have them ban this account. Ha ha, LOL. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, and okay, fine. What, Ghost, were you trying to do by, oh, I don't know, throwing out his number all over your fucking Twitter accounts, which is followed by trolls? I mean, come on. What?
I know.
It's like he acts like he's above shit, but he's actually below shit. Like, he'll stoop under your level. And here he's got a tweet. Here he's got a tweet to the Jester.
Jester, yeah. So it's that
one. Like, the Jester's going to come help Ghost. Jester don't give a fuck about the Ghost. About Ghost. Hey, Jester, GNAA Vice President, Islamic extremist sympathizer, Duchmadi, Hassani, Docs, blah, blah, blah. Here's my pay spin.
Oh, there's a pay spin. It must be real.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure the Jester's like, yeah, I'll get right on that for you, Ghost. No problem.
I know. It's a bit delusional. So
he's totally delusional.
The thing is, in the past, the only followers he had were bronies, you know, kids. And I'm talking about kids between the age of 12 and 18 years old. I mean, he's just a sad old man, pretty much. That's all he is. Just a sad old man.
Yeah, it's too bad because, you know, he's a talented guy. He really is.
Yes, yeah, I know.
His show's amazing. He's, you know, it's obvious he's an intelligent guy, you know, a hard-nosed, principled person. And he's got a great sense of humor, good sense of comic timing. And now he's just turned into a little bitch. It's so sad to see. It really saddens me more than anything, to be honest.
Yeah, it started around June last year when he started to give me and beat down shit for shit we didn't do. And then, you know, after a while, you know, we were just done with it. And we just decided to, you know, don't want to say dox him because, you know, Jason was already doxed because, you know, his real name is Jason DeLeon, I think.
Yeah, that name has been out there the longest.
I know. It's just shit that has never been confirmed yet.
Well, the BWC alleged to have doxed him like 3 years ago.
I thought it was. But I think that the latest dox was actually by, what do I call it again? Niggas Crook Force, whatever. NCF.
Oh, yeah. I don't really pay attention to them.
That was like in January this year, I think, or earlier. But yeah, they just ran with the docs that BWC had. So
yeah. To honestly, personally, I don't give a fuck what his identity is.
So, in a way, he's ghost.
To me, he's Ghost. He's turned into a curmudgeon-y old fart that is trying to fight with little kids.
Probably drunk as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, the thing is, last year, I'm talking about, it basically started in December 2011 till about April 2012. You know, he had a really good thing going. He had his radio show. He had people supporting him. He had people willing to do projects with him. You know, he had a big ass fucking Bell Talk room with about 80 people where he could interact with you know, people on the mic or in chat. And he just basically gave all of that up by just acting like a fucking dickhead. So, I mean, it's his own fault. But, you know, I don't care anymore about him, to be honest. Like, I did in the past. Like, I was like, you know, you had so much going for yourself, basically. Because, you know, he could have built on this a lot if you wanted to. But he didn't. So, the thing is, I don't know what happened in that period. Like, especially when he left in April last year. But, you know. It's sad that it happened like this, but now he's, you know, talking shit to me, and I'm like, you know, thing, yeah, well, you know, he's got my docs apparently, but it's fake, so, you know, I don't know what he's trying to do, really.
I think it's a cry for help.
I think he's just asking for attention, like always. Like,
yeah.
He's always been,
oh, yeah.
He's always been very attention-loving, and, you know, especially on a show where you would pretend to be, like, mad about things, like, oh my god, don't use my voice in a remix, you know.
Oh, and he loved it. He loved it.
He fucking loved it.
Oh, man. He got such a boner out of it. Because he knew every time he said, don't make these remixes, that would mean there
would
be...
These kids would make remixes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It would get more remixes. It was hilarious. He knew exactly what he
was... It was funny.
He had a great shtick. And you know what was beautiful about him is he had... It was interactive. You know? The audience was part of the... As big a part of the show as he was. It was all about his reaction to the audience, you know, and it was a great premise. You have a guy who's like, you know, a Texan, a hardcore conservative, Republican, capitalist, you know, preaching this stuff that I think he really believes in, but taking it to a total extreme, you know, to pretty much parody. He's almost like Stephen Colbert, in some ways, but. Like the hick, Texas version, you know,
and then he gets
attacked by like hundreds of bronies and God knows who what other trolls, and it's a great shtick, it works. Like I don't see, other than the fact that I think he lets it physically get to him and cause physical and medical problems. Other than that. There's no reason.
I don't know about that, actually, because, you know, he might have faked that as well, to be honest. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's
a troll. He trolls trolls.
I know.
Essentially, his troll is kind of... For a long time, his show was kind of like a reverse troll, you know?
Yeah.
People would try to kind of fuck with him, and he would just run circles around
fucking with them, yeah. I know. That's goes for you. But, I mean, he like what he did on BTR was, you know, it was brilliant pretty much, because every night he had about, I don't know, between 500 and 1,000 listeners, I think. So, I mean,
yeah, I think at his peak he was getting, I kid you not, maybe he was fudging the numbers a little bit, but I don't think he was. He said he got, there was a, you know, he was getting like,
yeah, he's getting money from BTR.
15,000 listeners a show.
Yeah.
15,000, man. That's incredible. And that was like average. On average, he'd get that much. It was insane. It was incredible.
Yeah, he was also always telling us that that he got money from BTR and that they paid him $1,500 a month because he was one of the top radio shows on BTR and stuff. But that was fake. That was,
I don't believe that, but I definitely, well, I hope he got some money through
a little bit, I think.
Because BTR has revenue sharing. All you have to do as a host is connect a PayPal account to your subscription. And every month, based on like your hits and the advertising and whatever, they send you they credit your PayPal account. Like I make enough like on my show in monthly BTR revenue sharing to essentially pay for my show every month. Like
that's good.
Yeah, so it totally works out. I think it's great. But imagine what Ghost was like. Like,
yeah,
he could have been, I mean, easily in the hundreds, dude. Like, I would not be surprised if he got $500 put into his PayPal every month. Easy.
Yeah.
I totally believe that.
Possibly, I don't know.
But, whatever. Hey, we got a shit ton of people we want to bring on.
Yeah, sure.
You want to hang on?
Yeah, sure.
Can you pretty much stay the whole time? You want to be my guest host?
Yeah, sure.
Right on, bro. Yeah, I'm glad to have you back, man. It's been a while since you called in.
Yeah, a long time. I think about a few months. 6 months, I think.
Yeah, more than that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It feels longer. You know, the last time you were on, Asser MacFags was here. And since that time, she, like, I think we kind of have had a falling out, or maybe she's just disinterested in me now. She never calls anymore. She never calls.
All right.
Which kind of sucks. But I bet if you tweeted her, she would probably call in.
I think Pete Dunne is on the line as well. So, Pete Dunne.
Who the fuck's that?
Oh, seriously. It's basically me and B-Town were ghosts. I don't know what we should call ourselves, but we basically helped him out with shit all the time. So he's on the line
as well. Oh, dude, I'm totally... you know, what I said about Assert, never mind. Scratch it. Fuck it. We got your bro on.
Yep.
B-Town, is he on Skype, do you know?
I think he's on... I don't know, actually.
Oh,
no, he's not. His phone number is...
Just give me the area code.
Yeah, okay. 1 second. He's using a spoof line, so 1 second.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No worries. We'll just take calls, and we'll get to him eventually. No big deal.
All right. No problem.
Okay, let's get this caller out of the way. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, hi, who's this?
Who do you think you are calling my house?
I'm not calling your house.
This is like the fourth or fifth time that y'all called, and I'm tired of it.
I have not called your house.
Do not ever call my house and talk that way.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
God needs to move in your life severely.
Wait, did somebody... I'm sorry, ma'am. If somebody had called you from this phone number... it was not me. I don't recognize your voice, and I'm afraid we are both victims of a prank. It seems to me somebody has... you know about technology, right?
Hello?
Is she still there?
That hasn't been recorded, so you just keep on. We'll know where you're at.
Okay, so let's take another... Shall we?
Yeah, sure.
Shit. Okay, no, it's not. Okay. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi, it's just Plus One.
Hey. What's up, Plus One? How are you doing tonight, darling?
Well, I'm in the tiny chat, sort of listening to you. Everyone's a little bored. Could you spice it up a little?
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem. What can we do? How can we do this? How can we spice things up for you? What are you looking
for? I want to ask you the same question I asked a couple weeks ago. When is the last time you got laid?
Good question.
Shit.
I'm gonna say, shit, dude. End of April, early May-ish. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going on almost 6 months.
Has that been that long? Wow, fuck.
Yeah, I'm keeping a tally for you, Vince.
Yeah.
And I'm considering actually doing a Twitter storm for people in the Bay Area to try to get you some pussy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I love Twitter storming. So maybe I'll make a paste bin with a tweet storm, set a time for it, and everyone can get in on the action.
Wow.
What do you think?
You know, Plus One is if you don't know who Plus One is, she's a legendary organizer. She's really good with PR. She's really good with just coming up with ideas as far as, like, you know, furthering people's brands, you know, you doing strategic marketing, and I'm really blessed to have her on my side. And I have no doubt that whatever we come up with, I probably will be late by the end of the year.
You know, unfortunately, you know disenfranchised and alienated all of the ninjas because we could have gotten them on this, Vince, and you fucked up.
Wait, are you telling me there's a ninja I could have hooked up with?
I can think of at least one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, tomorrow night we're supposed to have some peace talks with the ninjas. So I'm hoping that we can iron out some stuff and come to a truce and make love and not war.
All right, well, maybe they'll sign on then because they're great at Twitter.
Dude, are you great at Twitter? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm a ninja supporter, Vince.
Dude, I didn't look at my Twitter for almost the whole day, and I logged on and looked at my mentions. It was just all ninja shit. I couldn't even read them all. I was just like, I just assume I lose.
You absolutely lose.
That's okay. I'm going to keep fighting.
Well, I mean, I'm a pro-moral fag, so I understand losing battles, Vince. But the ninjas are on top. That's all I can say.
I know. It's an uphill battle. That's why I'm forming this coalition. I'm trying to get the GNA on board.
That's fine. Yeah, I fucking hate ninjas. Fucking annoying.
Yeah, aren't they? I mean, they're all cutesy and like they live in people's pockets and stuff. How gay is that?
What was that touch? I think you're having a little trouble getting the words out.
Ooh. No, but like, you know, you've got a ninja from Australia, you've got, like, you know, you've got a, what are they called? Australian ninja, then you've got potato ninja, what else do you have? You have Lulu ninja, whatever. So, I mean, it's just people with alternative accounts, basically. And, you know, it's just annoying. In my opinion, anyway. But yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. We'll join.
Awesome. We have another signature.
That. I'm going to write to Weave tonight and ask him to put out a message supporting the ninjas. I'm going to. I'm going to bribe him.
No
way.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm going to send a fucking flick shop right now. Fuck you guys.
He won't.
He will.
No, he won't.
He will. He will.
Do it.
He will.
You know what?
I'm going to.
I'll tell you what. To be honest, I bet you Weave would support a war against the ninjas. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he would.
I know.
Well, sure, if one of you got a letter in there first, but I'm pretty guaranteed
we don't even have to get it. You know what? All you have to do is to send in a letter for us. He'll know that you're so desperate to get to curb his, you know, to curb his allegiance, he's gonna see right through it. He's a smart guy. He knows his bros. You know, he's gonna be like,
dude,
come on. Give me
well, to be honest, you know, me and Weave in the past haven't been big friends. So I mean,
it doesn't matter though. You can both hate ninjas together.
I know.
You're not big friends.
No, we're not at all. Not really. No. And I'm big friends with Wasp. And Wasp used to be friends with Weave.
Well, I'd like to read you guys a little excerpt from one of Weave's most recent letters. It's pretty fucking good.
Go on.
So he says, "How is my insolent little Jewess doing? I am eager to visit Chi-Town to teach you the eternal dominance of the glorious Aryan race over the vile Jew. You will address me as over a group in fur. You will beg permission for every pleasure, food, water, orgasm. I will strangle, lash, and bind you with the very Teflon your monstrous race uses to pray to demonic forces and blasphemy Christ. I will put you through all the horrors of Sodom. Tears will run streaks of eyeliner down your face, whilst an audience of national socialists witnesses me debase you for sport. Intermittently, I will call one of them over to lay hands upon you malevolently while you are gagging or screaming. Perhaps with enough punishment, we can exorcise the Jewish demon from your soul. I doubt your people even possess souls, but as a Christian, I must make an honest attempt at bringing you to salvation. I take particular pleasure in doing the Lord's work. I will lay my holy hands upon you. I will place the body and blood of the Lord upon your tongue. I will fill you up with the Holy Spirit. It is my birthday today. I demand a series of photographs as a tribute. Though the prisons do not allow nudity, I expect to be thoroughly enticed. Show me what a base, degenerate harlot you are. So this guy's sitting in a jail cell writing letters to me like that, and you don't think he'll put out a message of support for the ninjas for me? Give me a break.
Well, no, you know what he's going to say? I love you, toots, but I hate those fucking stupid ninjas.
I don't know. We're going to see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. It's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a showdown. Well, I mean, we'll have to wait to see where Weed stands on it, but I'm pretty sure if he saw the whole picture and not the narrow propaganda angle that Plus One is feeding him, he would understand that the ninjas are they're just not helping things on the internet. Okay.
Well, if people want Weed to come out against the ninjas, they should probably write to him and tell him that.
Dude, I'm totally gonna write Weed. I don't know if I'm gonna write him about this. I'm not going to write them about the ninjas, probably, but I just want to write. I already wrote a letter for Barrett Brown. I haven't sent it yet. I'm going to write one for Weave. I'm going to write one. I think Weave's, I don't know. I'm going to try to make Weave's kind of just really random. I'm not going to try to impress him. I'm just going to try to, somehow humor him or,
writing letters can be hard, and there's a service called Flickshop. It's at FLIKSHOP, and it's a website. And for 99 cents, you can send a postcard where you put a picture and you get to put in a little text, and it sends it right to your prisoner for you. Yeah, and it's really easy, and it's instant, so people can give that a try.
And I'd love to, I want to just kind of, each person that I send stuff to, I want to, have a letter and then kind of attach maybe photocopies of articles or, Twitter tweets or just give them, because I know if it was me and I was cut off from the world and from media and social media and all that, I would be wondering, fuck, what the fuck's going on out there? And I think anything from the outside world would probably be appreciated. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to throw together something like that for all the people I write to.
Yeah, and, Weave gets his tweets that are at Rabbi, but he doesn't get the ones that are just hashtag Weave, which are usually the really mean ones where people are trolling him, and those are the ones he really wants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing is you know he wants to see the negative comments just as much as he wants to see, probably more than he wants to see, the positive stuff. So I think it'd be cool if I just kind of put together a little packet for him to go through and trip out on.
He would love that.
Yeah, I think everybody should do that. It doesn't have to be Weave either. I mean, if there's somebody like Jeremy Hammond or Barrett Brown or your sister's boyfriend, it doesn't matter. If somebody's incarcerated, do some outreach. Write them a note. It doesn't even have to be that long. Just a couple lines. And if you could, clip some news articles or maybe some humor or tweets or whatever, pictures, I think
prisons won't give somebody, an actual clipping from a paper. So you've got to print it out or photocopy it on regular computer paper, and you shouldn't include more than 6 sheets in one letter.
Really? Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know. And you know what? I'm sure from penitentiary to penitentiary, there's probably different rules. So,
you're pretty safe sending stuff that's photocopied or printed on computer paper. Nothing glossy, no clippings.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
There's a message from Tiny Chat. Someone wants me to tell you that I think that you're gay, but I actually don't. I don't think that you're gay. I think that you need pussy, and that's why I'm going to do my best to help you out.
Please, by all means, people, send your vagina and boobs. I actually prefer boobs, but vagina, boobs, it don't matter. Holy fuck shit. We got a
hey,
ton
Vince,
of... Oh, what?
Just one thing.
Yeah.
If you'll admit defeat to the ninjas and admit that they are the best things on Twitter, then I will send you nudes.
Wow, that's tempting.
You can think about it and respond tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Think about it.
Okay. All right, let's take more calls. Oh, geez, we might as well do this. Nigger Christ, of course, has been waiting the entire program to get on.
Nigger Christ.
So we might as well put him on. Nigger Christ, you're on. What's up? You're on with Dutch and Plus One.
Hey, nigga, what's Gucci?
And see the God.
Yeah.
Nothing much, bro. We're just reminiscing about all this online drama, especially Ghost. You know... Now, Nigger Christ, you're very familiar with Ghost. You used to troll the fuck out of Ghost like everybody else, and you know what kind of a punk ass bitch he is. What are your thoughts on the maneuver he pulled on Dutch just recently?
I think Ghost a pussy for that shit, a punk ass nigga.
For real, yep.
Nigger Christ, do you support ninjas?
I don't know. I got another for you, though. I heard Plus One make that offer, and I got one for you, too. You give me your Blog Talk Radio sign-in information, and I'll send you nudes of me, man. You know you want that shit.
I know.
You know what? I'm glad Plus One understands what he's saying, because... Once again, out of all the times this guy's called into my show, I've probably understood maybe a handful of words he's ever said.
What? I will show you my dick if you give me your Blog Talk Radio login information.
All right, I put him on hold. I just can't take that. Sorry. We'll bring him back later. I just have too many calls to get to.
Fair enough.
Okay. Danny Dantalion, welcome to the show.
No,
Danny.
Danny's in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom right now.
Okay. We'll come back to Danny in a bit. Let's see. Unscreened caller from the 50.
Oh, Danny's back.
503. Oh, shit. Yeah, what's going on, my nigga? Who the hell that black person earlier?
What black person?
That dude talking right before this shit.
He's not black, dude. He's a wigger.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the worst wigger on the internet, bro, and he won't leave me alone. He's like my personal internet butt stalker.
Yeah. Yeah, I could kind of tell, you know. But yeah, I got a horrible mic. I want to apologize to all the listeners. I got a shit motherfucking mic that I just bought from like $10 at the dollar store, and this shit sucks, you know.
Oh, you sound fine, though. You sound great. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right,
you're
good.
Fine.
Sweet. I like that.
So what, I'm sorry, what's your name again? What's your handle?
B-Town.
Welcome to the show, B-Town.
Yeah,
what's here.
Good? I was just fucking around. That wasn't me. That was just a voice. What's good, Dutch? What's good?
Not much. Just talking about Ghost with Vince.
Yeah, I heard. Fucking, I saw all the shit that's been going down. It's been fucking pretty interesting. And I thought it was funny you guys were talking about Jester, how he was tweeting at him saying, fucking, you know, trying to get him all riled up and shit. He actually favored somebody that replied to him. Let me see what it said. I think it was that kid, his name?
New York City.
Seven Leaf.
Oh, Seven Leaf.
No, he said, this is what he said. Stop begging others to troll people for you. That's some Robert Savini shit, Ghost. And Jester actually favored it. Fucking
yeah.
Funny shit.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
The gall of some people. I'm sorry, Jester is not your personal army, Ghost.
Yeah, but you guys were talking, like, about his downfall, Ghost. I mean, I think it was, like, a big concoction of a bunch of shit, not just, like, his health, you know? No. The guy just was fucking, like, loony, you know, stayed up weird hours, fucking got drunk, liked the drama, the fucking, the games. The internet was like a playground to that dude. Plus, he got, like, really open about some sort of shit, like... All the political statements that he made, it was like right around the time that Breitbart died, and he was worried that he was going to get fucking murdered for like making all these political statements online. Yeah. So the guy's probably fucking going around, like keeping his eyes around, you know, his back and shit, you know, always looking where he's going. And, there's just a lot of different things.
Go ahead, Hassani. You were going to say something?
No, he was always telling stories about helicopters being above his house and shit, and ice cream trucks in the middle of winter, you know, parking outside his house. You know, I mean, he's just a fucking retard.
It's sad. It really is sad because he has so much talent. He really does.
I know. He did.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't blame him for just having to deal with the fucking trolls and shit. Like, dealing with bronies is probably the worst fucking people to have as trolls on your radio show. Like, I actually listened to the Howard Stern thing the other day where, you know, he gets somebody to go there and do interviews with these fucking bronies. And they actually oust the fucking cloppers. Like, people shun the fucking bronies so hard, yet they go form their own convention. And then the bronies look down on other bronies. It's like, how fucking low can you go? And those were the people that were calling into his show and fucking just causing a ruckus and stupid shit. Like, if the guy did want to do big stuff, there's really no way that he could have. Because, like, what are people going to do? You know, they look at his, you know, his demographic and it's like that. Like, Jesus Christ, get the fuck out of here.
Honestly, I don't know. I've listened to a lot of Sirius XM radio, and a lot of it is shit. Okay, and if I came across Ghost's show on Sirius Radio, I'd listen. I'm sorry. Like, I think it could have like a cult following. Why not? It's kind of like the audience is part of the show type of thing. And again, I think it's if it weren't for the fact that he's got medical issues and he's a drunk, he could pull it off, dude. He could take his show to the next level, no problem.
Yep, totally. And he couldn't trust anybody. You know, he wanted to do big things and he wanted to include the community in those things. But how could you? When so many people are coming after you and trying to dox you and fucking, you know, just calling up your whole fucking town, you know, every bar in the goddamn city, seeing if they knew a guy like you, like, it's, you know, what can you do when you get to that point? I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. I'd probably just fucking leave.
Dude, we should do a documentary, dude. The Hunt for Ghost. Just like, we'll make a pilgrimage to Austin and just start going around asking people, hey, do you know Ghost? Hey, do you know this guy Jason? Hey, does it...
Yeah,
and like have a little like recorder with clips, sound clips. Do you know a guy that sounds like this? You know, and they'll be like, "Oh, you mean Ted, the asshole at you know, Phil's saloon?" Yeah, fuck that guy. You know,
he actually pretty much doxed himself inadvertently one night on Pal Talk. He was just his location. He was he came home one night fucking turbo drunk off his ass. He said he had gone to Austin, you know, downtown, foot, you know, 6th Street or whatever. But he's like, oh, it's thunderstorming like a fucking, you know, whatever outside. And I'm kind of a weather geek, so it takes me 1 second to go on the radar and be like, oh, let's see what kind of storm this dude's getting.
Wait,
there was no storm.
You can just Google weather that fast?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
And it was fucking right over San Antonio. It was hailing balls. And he's like, it's fucking hailing out here. And we're just like, oh, yeah, you're really in Austin, huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's pretty funny.
Right.
All right,
let's bring
on. Question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go
question.
Ahead.
I don't suppose am I allowed to make a personal army request?
You could try.
Okay. There's someone on Twitter who deserves to get blocked for spam, and his handle is @swish@swish. He's messing with, like, the final boss of the internet, and it'd be great if people felt like it to block and ban for spam @swish.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate that. Let's go now to Danny D'Antalian. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Dan?
Oh, man, I'm having a great time kicking it with B-Town and Dutch and Plus One, and we're just kicking it, dude, talking about Ghost. Are you familiar with Ghost at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ghost. I know about Ghost, that little kid that hasn't hit puberty yet. Yeah, I know. I see him on Twitter.
Danny, we're having some technical issues. Is it just me, or can't, does it sound like he's about
a mile from the
microphone? Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me now, can't you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, cool.
Okay, what were you saying, Danny?
You're talking about Ghost, right?
Ghost politics, yeah.
Yeah, the kid that hasn't hit puberty yet.
There's a lot of ghosts out there. We're talking about the guy who his Twitter account is Ghost Politics.
Ghost Politics, yeah. The one who's getting people saying that they're that he's motivating them to go buy fake Rolexes, right?
Yeah,
like this
one,
guy
at
New York City, NYC.
New York City, yep.
That fake Oyster Perpetual Rolex. It's pretty funny. Hey, listen, Ghost Politics, if you're listening, you can't dox me. I give you 24 hours. If you can produce a photograph of me in 24 hours, I'll bow down to you, all right? I'll bow down to you. If you can produce a photograph of me in 24 hours, I'll bow down to you, and I'll call you the Doc's God, Ghost Politics. Go ahead.
Wow, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Well, if you're just joining us, we are chopping it up right now about ghosts. One of our favorite personalities on the internet who has gone postal and is indiscriminately doxing members of GNAA. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Bronies are involved. Ninjas are involved. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, Ghost Politics is like the jocks, the god of doxing, isn't he?
He wishes. So we got a shit ton of more calls to get to. I'm really overwhelmed. I bet you these are a lot of ghost people that want to chime in about ghosts. So let's see who this is. Pick me up on Skype. You're on the air. Who's this?
They're definitely from down south because they just use the term nigger. Hello?
Hey, pick up my Skype. Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, I've got to stop, but you guys got to stop calling me. I mean it. Because I'm going to have to end up involving the phone company or the police or something.
I'm gay.
Are you talking to me?
What'd you say, fag?
I think he said I'm gay.
Give me your address. Give it to me. Give me your address.
14 Southwest 37th Street.
You fucking cowardly fag. Is your grandpa fucking your mom right now? You're not normal fucked up. You're like really fucked up.
I'm gay.
Who are you addressing? There's about six people.
Everybody's a little fucked up. But you're like inbred, fucking retarded Michael Jackson type fucked up.
I'm gay.
Oh, there's two of them. Listen, you're talking about a cocksucker, and you're mumbling because there's balls in one side of your mouth.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm gay too.
And so what are you going to do about it, dude?
You don't got nothing to say now, do you, faggot? Because you won't put your fucking...
And he is in the green room. We're back, everybody. I got Danny, Dutch, Plus One, B-Town. Woo. We're kicking it. We're getting trolled. It's fun. I just stuck this pissed off dude into the screening room. I'm wondering how long it's going to take him to figure out that he's not on the broadcast. Let's see. Let's go to more phone calls, though. This is Hammy D. Wilkins. Hammy, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to give a shout-out to Touch and Peter Uncle Fuck Yourself.
She said shout-out.
Fuck off, Turtle.
Yeah, she did say shout-out.
Fuck out of here.
Fucking bitch.
I don't want to toot my own horn, Vince, but did you see the Glenn Greenwald timeline today?
The what?
Glenn Greenwald timeline. Did you check it out today?
No,
one at a time.
So
hey. Danny, only. Please, again, what about Glenn Greenwald?
Somebody retweeted Glenn Greenwald into my timeline, and I tweeted to him. I was like, I hope the CIA assassinates you. And he retweeted it, and he was like, wow, that's so nice. And then it's like, all this hate came my way.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
that was probably pretty lousy, dude.
It was
you
funny, because I don't even,
you know what you
like,
should do? You should find some of the more hilarious ones and read them to us on the air.
Some of the funny ones that people sent me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got a shitload. Let me go back down my timeline. Let's start. Wait, let me go to, actually, I'll go to Glenn Greenwald's timeline. That'd be the easiest way, and then they can just go from there, because I'm still, like, the first tweet, or the third tweet on his timeline right now.
That's awesome, bro. You're going to get
Did
traffic
you,
from that.
Glenn, there he is.
Your
there
cloud
is.
Score is going to go up, bro.
I know, right? Glenn Greenwald, okay. Go down. Here he is. Okay, all right, let's see. All right, so first of all, first thing was, I said, I hope you assassinated by the CIA.
Again, Danny, your audio's cutting out. Your audio's cutting out. Can you?
I'm
can
sorry,
you...
bro. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm just telling you, you're choppy. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. This is Blog Talk Radio. Okay, the first guy said weird. I think that a guy with a Southern Rebel flag and swastika in the middle of it would support your efforts. This other guy said, this person votes. It's also why democracy will never work and why we were set up with a republic instead.
FYI, it has been retweeted 58 times and favorited 36 times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Victory, Russell Lee.
Glenn Greenwald is already a hero without being a martyr. No need.
Oh, God. And you know, at one time, I never liked Glenn Greenwald's political, ideological leanings. But, I read his reporting. I didn't think he was that bad. But now, after this shit came out, now it's just all about him now. He's just like, I'm a celebrity now. That's all that matters. And that's too bad because, you know, we keep losing investigative journalists for different reasons. Some die, others become fame fags.
Yeah, dude, why couldn't Snowden have gone to Anderson Cooper? That would have been so much better, to be honest.
CNN would never have done that.
But they should have, though. Anderson Cooper is like a straight baller.
If you want to be on Anderson Cooper, Danny, then come up with a cool plan of something cool to do, and I will get you on there. That's what you
How
want.
How about I just fucking drive my car through his house?
That would work. On Anderson that Cooper. Would totally work. I could do PR for that.
I don't even own a car. I got to buy a car first.
Use your mom's car.
I have a scooter. I could drive my scooter through his house.
You have a scooter?
Yeah, I got a scooter. I drive a scooter.
Dude, I totally
want to
see
fucking transportation.
I totally want to see video of you driving around, zipping around town in your scooter, man.
It's gonna happen later tonight, Vince. I'm gonna live stream in Tiny Chat.
Just imagining Danny like riding around town on a scooter.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. And dress up, I don't know, dress up in like a suit and tie and, I don't know, or a clown suit or something.
I was wearing a tie. I was wearing a tie the other day. On it.
I think it's hilarious. All right. Hey, we got a shit ton of callers to get to. And we haven't taken a break yet. I got to take a leak and screen these calls, so we don't get any more riff-raff. But we have been pretty much talking about Ghost tonight, and you know, I wish Ghost would call in. You fucking piece of shit,
Vince. You stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having. Dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard.
Thanks, Ghost. That's a ghost.
That's him.
So here we go. I'm gonna play a little a clip of me calling in a ghost and talking about my foreskin restoration surgery. And I'll come back on the other side with more calls. Be right back.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I mean, I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay. You doing
yeah,
over
forget
here?
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey. I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. It's the law now. So, I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How the hell do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? Some black guy, actually. I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. They grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well,
baby.
Is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or are you just doing it so you can have a black tip, so you'll look like you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure. That was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high. So you know how the free market works, supply and demand, baby. And it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin. So that's what I'm working with. And someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. I haven't had foreskin for over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But yes, somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. Hourly almost. It's almost like you definitely should clean it out daily, but I do it. So far it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there.
From what I understand, I mean, guys that aren't cut, they have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. Just watch out for that, from what I'm told.
Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now I just have. My short-term fix, I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? You it absorbs the dick cheese or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit. And I just said, you know what, instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours. And that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. That's enough. Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision, and we were going to have some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro!
I don't know. Winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
There's a fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a
slum
troll.
That's right.
Cactus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Where's one
on? I'm a troll. And why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. VITB back in this, bitches. 45 minutes to finish this up. Thank you, everybody, in the chat room. We'll do a quick chat room roll call. One Nodis, Actions, ANCAP Dialect. Now, ANCAP Dialect, I recently found out the Dialects are teaming up with the Ninjas. And I was really disappointed. I thought we would be able to count on you to secure the Dialect community in our struggle against the oppressive ninja regime. It was very discouraging to see that you're going to lend them support. But hey, you know, we'll see how it goes. Good luck to you. Broniar is in the chat room. Plus, Danny Dantalian, who is also one of my guests on the panel tonight. We have a lot of guest listeners. Now, guest listeners, perhaps you're new to Blog Talk Radio. I understand that some people just don't want to be in the chat. I don't blame you, to be honest, for the show. But some people, I think, might be new to BTR, don't understand. Maybe they do want to interact in the chat. It's not hard to do. It takes about, a minute or two to sign up for a free BTR account. You don't have to do a show. You don't have to do anything. You just create a username, and bada bing, bada boom, you can jump into the chat room and talk shit with people like Nigger Christ and Danny Dantalian and One Nodus and all these people. Okay, continuing. We have Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, I believe, is on deck. We will be hearing from him a little bit. Also, big ups to Homer
my homie Homer. Glad to see you hanging out. We also have interactions in the house. Jay Geronimo, you tweeted me about how you want to be a guest on my show. Let's make that happen, dude. Hit me up. We'll set a date. Joey Barcelona. Good to have you here in the chat room. Lyris EBT card. Thank you for hanging out, and I appreciate your support. In the last couple of days, I got to meet Homer and Lyris, and they're good people. They're fun, and I'm glad that they're here. Whoa, who else do we have here? My ADD Ninja. Is that really my ADD Ninja? Can I get a Twitter for verification that's my ADD Ninja? If you are really my ADD Ninja, tweet at me right now. My nigga ninja. Okay. Nigger Christ. Neil Roundhauser. Hey, Neil. Good to see you hanging out. Porn star from someplace. I can't read the whole thing. Sorry. Porn star from the moon, I think. RFL Copter Shit Wizard for coming out. Sick Girl. Thank you for joining us, Sick Girl. Always a pleasure to have you around. Technological Viking. Big ups to Technological Viking. Tech Viking helped pledge support for my coalition against the ninjas. I'm hoping that my coalition partners will in some way, shape, or form participate in the broadcast tomorrow against the ninjas. And, I really, really, it's great to have not only, okay, first we just had the pirates. And the pirates can do a pretty good job of controlling the sea. They've pretty much shut down all the ports to Ninja Town. But now we're backed up by the Vikings. So as far as naval capabilities, the ninjas are fucked. What else do we have here? Okay, now Spyco and people are doing pink font art. I rather people refrain from changing their font to pink. It kind of makes my show feel kind of gay. You know, this is what they used to do on Ghost Show. The trolls, they used to all turn their fonts pink, and Ghost would get all fucking ragey, and he would tin cans dot AIF or WAV and be like, they're fruiting up the place! Oh my god, they're fruiting up the place! They're fruiting up the place! They got the pink fonts! They're fruiting it up! Shit, did I forget to finish the roll call? Fuck, my bad. Did I get confirmation from ADD Ninja? Oh, there we go. Okay, ADD Ninja. People are hitting me up on Twitter, too. I apologize. I haven't gotten back to a lot of the people tweeting. This is great. I really appreciate the tweets. So my ADD Ninja verified on Twitter. Fair enough. That's really my ADD Ninja. So we have a ninja among us, folks. They are monitoring our every move. I'm not going to kick him. We will be surveilling him. Oh my God. I just got this just in from one Nodus. On behalf of MapleSec, I send you all Canadian Jews of Ninja Wars. I don't know what that means, but I think that means we have MapleSec on our side. This is going to be huge. Wow. Okay. Let's bring back my panel. I have with me tonight... wait, where'd he go? I had with me tonight Dutch Minotti, and he seems to have been, I think he might have been taken out by Ninja Forces. Again, I'm under constant attack by Ninja Forces, and they seem to be, sabotaging my show by knocking off caller into my show. They did it with Citizen 10 the other night. They did it tonight with Dutch. I apologize. Thank you, Dutch, though, for coming out. We had a nice, solid hour and 20 minutes with him. He was great. It was good to catch up with him. It's been too long. But we still have plus one. Hey, plus one.
Hey, Vince.
Hi.
Danny's showing off all his pussy right now. So hot.
Okay, I don't want to know about that, but thanks. B-Town
also,
is here.
Also, I think that foreskins are the way to go. I think that uncut is a lot more fun.
Okay. The Oakland A's suck.
What?
I'm keeping track right now. You're an Oakland A's fan, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big Boston fan, so I'm rooting against you right now.
Okay. Well, we should have a friendly wager of some sort. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't tweet, though. I got a sock account that I just fucking look at shit.
Okay. Well, somehow let's connect and have a friendly wager if the A's and Sox ever face off in the AL finals.
All right, sounds good. Like, I'll fucking throw it all down.
Yeah, or at the very least, dude, you should totally call in during that if that happens. Like during the series, we'll do recaps. It'll be fun.
All right, sweet.
Okay, we got to take more calls. Well, I've got a lot of people that have been waiting for a long time. I think Hammurabi's here. The Dwayne Camacho, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Dwayne.
Okay, Hammurabi's on the air. Okay, now we have...
Dwayne.
You have the worst connection ever, Dwayne.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
My connection... Fine, man. What are you talking about, man?
Okay, Hammurabi. What did you want to add to the discussion tonight?
Well, I just basically wanted to say that I'm gay.
Not you, Danny. Okay, Danny, you're on timeout. Okay, you talked out of order. This is not. You know, I 2 minutes, Danny. 2 minutes, Danny D'Antalian. 2 minutes for not practicing proper radio etiquette.
Yeah, Danny, we all have turns here. There's rules and regulations. Bug Talk Radio rules and regulations. If you're not going to observe those, somebody's got to blow a whistle. Somebody's got to go to timeout.
Danny's the hottest gay guy I know.
Really?
You don't know enough.
Yeah.
You don't know enough gay guys.
I do, and I spend a lot of time looking at Danny in Tiny Chat, and he turns me on. What can I say?
You also wanted to fuck Spyko, so you're not really the litmus
test.
Ew.
People
who you want to
fuck.
Don't
use the past tense.
Ew.
I still want to fuck.
That's gross.
Spyko. I'm hoping
next year
at DEF CON.
There you go. Set your bar high.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring back Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, what do you think?
Hey, what's Gucci, fat boy? I fucked your girl so hard to start World War I. Know what I'm saying?
I think Vince walked off.
Couldn't handle the Black Messiah. These niggas can't handle the Black Messiah.
Tell us more. Why don't you do a little rap for us and see maybe a little freestyle? I know you've got some things to say about Vince.
Now, I said I need to, everything I got to be said about that nigga. That done took me 30 minutes to write him a diss track, and that's all he worth.
But it's possible that not all the listeners have heard it. Could you give us a little sample?
I don't think I could play it through, and I could always do an acapella for you. I'm going to grab this shit right here. Yeah, watch him come back. Watch him come back when I'm halfway through and cut my ass off.
Ibots has a question for Vince. She's wondering why he hasn't come over to get high with her yet. But Ibots, he's not with us right now. I think he's screening calls.
Plus, isn't Ibots like 14?
No, Ibots is a professional adult who seems to be really cool, even though, you know, it's fun to be mean to her on the internet, whatever, just for fun.
I just figured she was 14. She's
all grown up. And she's adorable, too. She's got the cutest little face. She wears these hoodies. I don't know.
Do you want to kiss her?
Right now, I want to kiss Danny's cats. He's in Tiny Chat in tinychat.com/ibot is cool, holding up all his pussy.
How many cats does Danny have?
And there's
now?
A cock shot right now. There's a cat, and I see Danny's crotch, so I'm happy.
So it's like, last I knew, Danny had two cats. Has he picked up more cats since then?
He still only has two cats at the moment, but
that's not enough
I can
cat.
See him acquiring more. And in like my wildest dreams, Danny like agrees to be my roommate. My like, you know, gay life mate, and we acquire like
40
cats. Yeah, like 40 cats.
It's a good number of cats.
Oh shit, Free got some pussy on the screen too. What's good, hey, Free? I see that pussy.
So much pussy.
Danny's cat. I'm Christopher Dorner, Danny's cat. I'm talking on the radio, right? Hey, you Christopher Dorner. Hey, I'm reincarnated. I mean, hey, Danny's tripping me. He's trying to hold me. I don't want to talk. But
all right, you know what, kids? Okay, that's it. You know what? This is fascinating. I'm thrilled. But I have more callers I have to get to. I have people that have been waiting a long time, very patiently. I apologize. I'm gonna try to burn through these calls. Next up, we have, let's see, California OG. California OG, you're on the air.
Do nothing, faggot. That's why you're a coward. You've got my number, faggot. Call me from your number, and I'll be at your house in a half hour.
All right, no problem. Yeah,
then
once I finish,
fucking tough guy. Don't call me. I'm available. You little cowardly piece of shit.
I
you
don't got nothing to say.
You're a faggot. Cause you won't put your fucking number on the phone.
Second. This is the Boofy Bone Troll. A Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone has his own troll army. That is. I did not know that. That's interesting. Huh. Who knew? Okay. Another caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Okay, we're going to go to another caller. caller from the 213, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
What's going on? You're on the air. Do you have a question? Do you have a comment, anecdote?
I'm just fine.
Huh?
Hey, hello? Your mom was still got worms crawling out her pussy.
No.
Sitting around and watching the worms crawl out of your mama's pussy. Now listen, you
stupid son of a bitch. I've never called you before, and God damn it, you bitch about every third day to call me. So
I call soundboard.
You.
Total soundboard.
Just about the fourth call you've made today.
No, you're not even responding to anything I'm saying. You're a soundboard.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Smoothie. You get...
I'd love to do a contest to figure out what clip that was from what movie. But we got to move on. I got a great panel tonight, and it consists right now of Nigger Christ, Danny Dantalian, Plus One, B-Town, Hammurabi's Code, and now we're going to...
Okay. Hey, your mama's pussy smells like hamburger helper.
I know, right? You put that shit in the pot, whip it up with the spoon, and it's like, you eat it all night.
Yeah, that little glove nigga get up in there, too.
Throw some parsley on that shit, some garlic salt.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and Becky from Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing pretty good. Just hanging out, taking calls. It's open lines. We've been talking about ghosts. I don't know if you know about ghosts, but... it's open lines. We could talk about anything. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think the ghost is obviously just seeking attention at this point.
Wants
validation.
But the question is
still relevant.
I mean, the real question is, like, what the fuck tipped him off? Like, that dude was going hard just on his political shit. Then, like, snap, he just loses his fucking mind. Like, that's the shit I don't understand. Like, what the fuck's going on with him? Like, he does just seek attention out of the blue. It's fucking crazy.
Maybe his wife left him.
Ooh, and he's drinking even harder.
Yeah. So he does have the GNNA.
And he's taking it out on the GNAA. That's totally it.
Which I'm really sad that Dutchie dropped off.
Yeah, Dutch had some phone difficulties. He couldn't hang on, but we got a nice solid hour or so with him. That was good. That was fun.
I'm good.
Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're going to keep on going. We have a Skype caller. This is New York City something. It's New York City. You're on the air.
Hey, cum guzzler. You sound tight. I got an 8-inch cock that's fat. You just let it go in your mouth and you suck it out. You're gonna
8 inches is not enough.
You're going to keep it hard.
Can you hack against them, though?
Balls rubbing against your chest. Oh, yeah.
Will you hack my Gibson?
Definitely.
Hack my Gibson.
Like a nice big cock in your mouth?
I want you to penetrate my firewall.
Like the cock come between your teeth?
I want you to break through my antivirus.
Can you handle that?
Are you going to encode your payload?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a good one, Danny. Encode your payload. I've never heard that. That's badass. I'm going
to
use that.
Like to get slammed in the ass, too? I'm going to come in your mouth so much you'll be shitting cum.
All right. I'm tired of that guy. Okay. 347-826-7667. We're going to go back to Skype callers. We got Leonardo. Leonardo, what's up?
Hi. This is RST Video calling. Customer number 4352. I'd like to place an order.
Okay. No soundboards. Thank you. I have my own. Here we go. Blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who's that?
It's Amarilla.
Amarilla!
What's up, Vince?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Nothing. I called in to talk about your ninja dilemma.
Oh, what's your take on it? How do you feel about it?
Well, you know how the ninjas were posting all kinds of selfies a few weeks, a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I came out as being my drama ninja.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people didn't like that. So I kind of just deleted it because, you know, everybody hates me.
Yeah, and we do have a ninja who is monitoring the chat room openly. That would be my ADD ninja. And my message to my ADD ninja would be this. The ninjas have nothing to fear from Vincent the Bay except a sword fight.
Effing gay shit? You gonna touch pieces with them?
Dude, where are you gonna put cross peace streams, bro?
Don't cross the streams.
It's some kind of sausage slapping contest or something? What the hell is that supposed to be?
Yeah, you gonna hold each other's dicks and play swords with each
other? Mutual masturbation.
A urinal buddies or something?
Eskimo
you
brothers?
Guys, you guys are weird.
You're the one who wanted to touch pieces with these ninjas.
Yeah, I don't want to touch dick tips with ninjas.
No. Did you listen to that? Did that sound like penises crossing? That was
sword
actual
fighting. Yeah, that's what that is. You know, two people slamming their pieces against each other.
You know what? Your complaint says more about you than it does about my sound effect. Okay?
I think it says something about what we'd expect of you that you'd be touching pieces with other people.
No. You have some sort of homoerotic fantasies that you want acted out, and you're channeling them through this. Okay? It's fine. You want to have sex with I understand. You don't want to have sex with men necessarily, but you don't mind having sex with a woman and another dude and accidentally bumping dicks. I get it. You're embarrassed about that, but that's okay. You channel it through this by mocking me. All you're doing is projecting onto me your own insecurities.
I just want you to know, in that threesome scenario, it ain't gay if you keep it in the pussy, all right? No matter what bumping, you keep it in the pussy, we still good. We good, man. We good.
And don't make eye contact.
Yeah, eye contact, nah, that don't fly.
Hey, Vince, I gotta go. I'm too drunk, but I just want to remind you that if you bow down to the ninjas and tell them that they are your masters, I will send you my most epic nudes. So think about it.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Thank you. Good night. Plus one.
Hey, Gucci.
Plus one, everybody. The lovely plus one. That was great to have.
I think it says a lot about you if my first thought that you're talking about sword fighting is you touching dicks with another nigga. All right? I'm just saying, I think it says a lot that is the first thing that when you say something like that, that's the first thought that comes up is you touching dicks with another man.
You are dead.
Yeah. Spico got a good point. You pretty in-depth with that shit. Like, you thought about that before?
Nigger Christ, you never make any sense.
Yes, he does.
You never get any bitches.
I'm not talking about bitches. I'm talking about, actually using synapses in your brain to formulate coherent ideas. I think you're devoid of that.
Synapses for that.
Yeah, and I think your name. I don't like your name, motherfucker. Nigger Christ, what the hell is that shit?
Hey, Michael Jordan said, motherfucker, you want fat?
Hey, oh, this is great.
I do pray to Jesus, and I don't appreciate that shit.
Hey,
especially using the name nigga.
Fuck yourself, dude. Thank you for the praise. Thank you for the praise. You're welcome for making your life amazing, because I am the Black Messiah.
GD's fault.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad B-Town has stuck around, because you're witnessing, B-Town, how much of a fail wigger Nigger Christ did. And if you want,
I know that. He's so
fail. I love Nigger Christ.
Dude,
but
if you want
to, I like
you. Do you even more further evidence? I'll give it to you right now. Like,
I'll give
you
it to your girl.
Okay, shut up, dude. All right. B-Town, have you heard any of Nigger Christ's music?
Yeah, I have. He's pretty good, though. I like his music. It's pretty good.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, okay. Technically, he has talent as a musician. I'll give him that. But his lyrics are so cheeseball, dude. I just think his lyrics are worse than Kanye.
Pardon me. First off, you're talking shit about Jesus. And second off, I don't see your golden bars coming out of nowhere with your perfect-ass Shakespearean-ass writing. So I don't see where you're getting off saying the Black Messiah ain't got bars.
That's not true. Nigger Christ totally has, like, mad lyrical skills.
Am I muted?
No, you're not. Everybody is unmuted right now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I just want to ask, why is Boston the greatest city ever? Can anyone answer that?
Yes, because it's not.
Marathons?
Place in the world. It's worse than Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. Please explain why. Come on, dude. Come on, give it to me. Why are you fucking talking shit, dude? Come on.
I can't think of one positive thing about Boston.
Dude, listen,
is this fucking
Jared,
Ben Affleck that we're talking to?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, listen, Derek Jeter could single-handedly whoop anybody in Boston's ass, first of all, without the Yankees, okay? He could just single-handedly beat anybody in Boston. Also, Matt Damon.
Yeah, you're just a fucking butthurt fucking fan of some other team that's never had success in the past decade. The Patriots have fucking 3 Super Bowls. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that has ever played in the NFL.
Oh my
ever.
God.
There's nobody ever going to fucking compete.
Tom Brady, Bay Area.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's an
ass pirate. High five! Hey, yo, fuck Boston. Jahan did nothing wrong.
How is Tom Brady doing without Wes Welker?
We're not talking about that.
It's all right. Fucking Peyton can have him, you know. Fucking drops passes like fucking no other.
What?
Winning.
You made John Kerry and Barack Obama. He's from Boston, too.
No, Barack Obama's from Kenya, dude. Come on.
Yeah,
get it
man.
Right.
John Kerry.
Nah, he's from space. He one of the reptilian niggas.
Right. Yeah. That guy and the guy and that black dude that plays soccer for Italy, but I always forget how to say
black
his name.
Black people can't play soccer.
Oh, you want to bet?
Go to
dude, black people can't play soccer, dude. I knew this dude that was German and black at the same time. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. He can play soccer like a mofo, dude.
Black people are great at soccer because they just have to run a whole lot.
Okay, yeah, his name is Mario Balotelli. Oh, my God.
I think he's extra muscle in their leg that makes them run and
that guy
jump
is from
faster
outer space.
And higher.
If ever
you
know that.
I got confused, man. Yes, niggas are good at soccer. This ain't good at swimming.
No. Sink like a stone.
Yeah, I got
if they
mixed
can't
up
play
there,
water polo.
Did you know Mormons believe black people are burned souls?
No, and I don't care. Okay, all right. I'm putting some people on mute right now, just so I can get to these calls real quick. We'll and then we'll get to final thoughts. Right. Ghost True Capitalist Radio. You're on the air. Who's this?
How's it going, turd burglar?
It's going all right. What's up?
I know all you idiots want to spread it around the internet. Then I'm not a Brody, but that is not the case. It's a slanderous lie, and all you idiots know it. So stop saying it. I'm a Brody. You people know it's the truth.
You're constipated, aren't you?
That's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. That's another ghost.
Constipated, dude.
Another failed ghost soundboard. Okay, let's see who this is. Official Robert Boner, you're on the air.
Little boys are so cute.
You're rubbing your nipples, aren't you, right now, aren't you, dude?
Listening to you talk now, of course.
No, that dude sounded like he was totally rubbing his nipples and, like, dancing and with his back or something.
ADD Ninja says, I get it, Vince. You're going to kill the ninjas with boredom. That's right. I have boredom in my arsenal. You're right. Okay, let's move along. Let's take a few more calls, and then we'll wrap it up here. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
Oh, my God. It's been so long.
I know. Who is this?
You don't recognize my voice? I'm pained. I'm hurting. I'm wounded.
You're going to have to speak a little bit more. I'm sorry. Who is this?
It's a longtime friend of Bill's.
Bill who? Bill Wagoner?
Yeah.
No way.
Way.
Oh, wait, is this Jane?
Oh, my God.
You sound,
what's going
you
on,
sound kinda,
in the Bay?
Is that, no, seriously, is that Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Right on, dude. I, fuck, dude. You sounded kind of, you sounded different at first there, so I apologize. But it's great to hear from
you.
Well,
I'm not alone here, you know. I'm not Solito on this phone line.
Okay, yeah, and you usually aren't. So you're probably joined by Kyoto, I would imagine. Kyoto, are you there?
That's true, Vince.
Right on. This is
you brought players back into play.
That's right.
This is great. Hey, do you guys want to slay some folks on the interwebs real quick? We only got like 10 minutes to go.
Sure.
Let's see who we have here. First of all, I have the world's worst, the internet's worst wigger and he goes by nigger. He goes by Nigger Christ, and he has the biggest boner for me ever. He just wrote a diss track about me. I'll upload it and play it for you, but first let's bring him on. Go ahead, Nigger Christ.
Hey, what's Gucci, nigger? How be up in here?
Oh, my God.
Sup?
It'd be okay, Nigger Christ. Now, Nigger Christ is... I believe a member of Wrestle League, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Well, I want to talk about the ninjas because I don't know what the fuck that even means. So I need clarification.
Okay. Are you on Twitter at all?
I can be.
Well, you should go look up the ninjas. They usually go by, they start their name with my. So they'll be like my white ninja, my black ninja, my AD, like in my chat room, I have my ADD ninja, there's my FEMA ninja, my Fed ninja, you know, just all kinds of ninjas, my reporter ninja, my lawyer ninja, they're everywhere. And, they all get their avatars from the Ninja Town game, I guess. And so they just troll around on the internet, and they're usually just kind of cute, and, you know, they send pictures of cats and stuff, and they're harmless, and they live in people's pockets, and they're just, you know, fuzzy and cute. But really, they are psychotic, menacing, oppressive people that are subverting the internet. They're
our kind of peeps.
Yeah, but not really, because they have a different agenda, and I've been trying to lead a coalition of forces to thwart their dominance, their possible dominance on the internet, because we keep multiplying.
How's that working out for you, Vince?
What the hell is that? Is that Kyoto
no
doing
idea.
That?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyways, that's things in a nutshell as of late. But tonight we were talking about Ghost actually earlier, because Ghost was he allegedly posted the phone number of one of the kids in the GNAA. This guy that goes by Dutch Minotti, who used to troll Ghost pretty hard, and he was like one of the people at the end that was just kind of piling on him when people were trying to dox him, and he went nuts and just went off the deep end. It was just, you know, fucking going after anybody in his path.
But didn't Ghost get doxed? I thought Ghost got doxed.
Yeah, I believe he did. But Honestly, I don't even care what his true docs are. I think Ghost is washed up and should just go away. But for some reason, just the other day, he just decided to drop some, what he thought was personal information of this one troll, and it turned out to be wrong because the troll had sort of planted it like months and months and months ago, and finally Ghost, I don't know, came across it or something, and he called Ghost's bluff, and Ghost really hasn't said anything since. But if you go to Ghost's Twitter, he's like tweeting at the Jester, saying like the Jester should go after this guy, and it's just so pathetic, dude. And we were hoping he was going to call in and square off against Dutch, but he pussed out.
Fuck him. He was always fail.
Yeah.
He was frail from fucking day one.
Yeah, but on a
man,
gay
fuck white people.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
Please.
You're like a self-hating white person. You're essentially saying fuck yourself.
Go fuck
you
yourself, man.
Wasn't...
I'm the Black Messiah. You not read?
Oh my God. Yeah. Quick backstory. This is Nigger Christ. He's the internet's worst wigger. He does a lot of tracks, such as Fuck a Bitch and Rape Culture. Those are some of his hits.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a ballad.
Rape Culture? You do that?
Yeah, he's that guy. He's the dude that does
that. That's my jam, nigga. That's my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's one of my best songs, man. You on the old shit right there. You haven't looked into the new Black Messiah discography.
I didn't think that black people could say discography, so that's pretty great.
Now, see, I'm on this brand
new
ass.
No, they can't. They can't. He's not black, so technically, you're right.
Black people can't. I'm the black Messiah.
Okay.
Of course, Jesus
right.
is black.
See, I'm working on this.
And
okay,
what's up with
what?
Hammurabi's Code?
Oh, Hammurabi's Code. He's here. Hammurabi's Code. What's up?
Oh, I'm just loving the fact that you brought these two fucking people on to troll Nigger Christ, and it turns out one of them is a fucking fan. Excellent work.
Yeah,
way to make your guests.
This guy got some Gucci ass taste in music.
No, I wasn't.
That guy sounds fat to me, Vince. Are you fat? Hammurabi's Code, what are you, like 350, 375? I can hear it. Your the fucking thickness of your cheeks, the fatness on your face actually dampens your words. It makes your lips bigger. You can hear it. Your tongue is thicker. There's fat on your tongue. You may not know this. You sound fat.
You touch dicks with people and you have a fat tongue, Vince.
Yeah.
That's from your friends.
Now, see, I want to answer that fan there. I will say I'm working on a new-ass project. See, I'm gonna spit over every single one of the Rolling Stones' 500 greatest songs of all time.
I will. Yeah, remind me to miss that.
I already got the first one out, man. Hey, let me drop that link in chat.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, do it, dude.
Yeah,
whatever.
You should put up the Kickstarter.
All right. I got to take more calls. Let's see who else we have.
I will fucking throw down. You put my shit in the liner notes. I'll throw a hundy at it.
Dude,
let's
you kidding
do
me?
A deal.
Yeah, you kidding me? $100 would pay for all his weed to smoke while he makes it on
it's a
his shitty.
I could fuck. Well, yeah. Oh, listen. I'll send you a fucking duffel bag of weed.
Well, fuck that, dude. Send it to me. All right, I
want
to bring out. We're running out of time. Let me bring on Pony Toes. Pony Toes, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Vince? I'm sorry I'm calling in so late. I had some
stuff
Jesus I was
Christ,
doing, man.
He's a fucking brony. Yeah, he's a brony. So what?
Ah, brony! Where? Kill it! Kill it! Kill it! Fuck you, man. Suck my dick.
Dude.
Whatever it was that said fucking bronies, suck my dick.
Flopping fucking bronies! God damn it, Vince!
Look,
after
these guys...
fucking show now! Okay, whoever it is that is yelling, fucking bronies, and trying to sound like ghosts.
That's
Tamara.
That's
not Tamara. Ghost
that's
two. Tamara. You're
you are
fucking
the
dickhead.
Biggest fucking fag on earth.
You could tell when it's Tamara Rabba because he sounds
rage,
fat.
Rage, baby, rage.
You have fun with that anger management, my friend. I'm going to sit over here with my glass of wine and say, "Hey Vince, how's it going,
Gail Hammurabi?"
Wow, this is quickly turning into audio spaghetti. Let's add some more people, shall we?
Let's try this again. Hey Vince, how's it going, man?
You're still
hey,
a faggot.
Hey Pony Toast.
You still sound
you're
well.
You're definitely a faggot.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
hey, I don't think there's any getting around it. He's like 30 employees.
I don't know if you guys. All right, that's it. That's it. You know what? I'm putting everybody on hold. This is fucking retarded. I don't know why I have to stop this. Except for Jane, Kyoto, and Amarella, because I know they know how to behave.
Me, I can behave.
I'm a very, very good girl for you, man.
Oh yeah.
Nigger.
Am I muted as well?
No, Pony, you're
okay.
On. You
okay.
Called in late. We only have a couple minutes to go. I just want to get your thoughts real quick. Anything
I
you
am
want
not
to
a
add?
Troll.
Sure. Okay. What's up?
What? Why? You called in.
Okay. I called in late. You guys were talking about ghosts. I know there's been a bunch of stuff going on with ghosts. I haven't gotten really the details of it, mostly just because I've been busy. What's the like just general Reader's Digest version of what happened with ghosts?
Well, Ghost out of nowhere decided he was going to. He found a phone number for a Dutch Minotti. A.K.A. Hassan, whatever the fuck it is, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he posted it, and he also did some Twitter tweets to like people like the Jester, saying they should go after the GNAA, and they should go after this guy. And he's just being like kind of a dick. And so we were talking
this
about
is,
that.
This is Ghost that we're talking about. I mean, this is a man that makes. That he was built on the fact that he was offensive to as many people as he possibly could be. The fact that he's taking a different direction on it and is doing things against people individually, I don't think it's actually really surprising given the fact that his general approach has actually been losing him a lot of the following because he hasn't been on air. If he is actually coming back on air like he says he's going to be, then doing things to bring attention back to himself and get him talked about on shows like yours and mine and other people's is absolutely a great marketing prelude that you would have to admit would be a great way to have everybody talking about him before he comes back on the air.
Yeah, I agree. No doubt about it. Pony Toast, I couldn't put any... Could put it any better. Let's squeeze in one more call. Vagina Liquor, what's up?
The media has made a public spectacle of me. I did not touch the little boy. I did not.
All right,
nipple
you already,
toucher.
You already used that one, dude.
Nipple toucher.
Stop saying that. You're getting me excited. Okay. Hammy D. Wilkins, what's up? Hammy D. Wilkins, you're live.
Speak.
Okay.
Hold on.
I hung up on you. Sorry, you're not there anymore. Okay.
All she wants for Christmas is to get laid.
Yeah. Oh, me too. All right, folks. I want to thank everybody who came out tonight. We got a shit ton of callers. That was pretty awesome. I'm glad I think I got to everybody. Thank you to everybody in the chat room, the people that are still in there, like One Nautis, AnCap Dialect, Broniard, COG, Danny Dantalion, Gas Masks for Syria, Gecko 1986, a bunch of guest listeners, G. Geronimo, Joey Barcelona, Lyris, Melinda, My ADD Ninja, My Nigga Ninja, My Neil Rauhauser, Pony Toast, Super Karma Guru, Zorya, My Engineer Ninja, Nigger Christ, Noizo, R-O-F-L Copter Zero, Sick Girl, Tubby Black, and Vert. Oh, and also Nata Sasas, Zub Zub Zub, something or other. All right, so my panel, we're going to wrap things up here. I want to go around the horn and give everybody a chance to chime in one last time. And I'm going to start with, let's start with, wait, where did Hammurabi go? I think he rage quit. That's crazy.
Maybe.
All right, let's start with Danny Dantalian. Danny Dantalian, final thoughts.
I'm gay.
You're gay. Anything else? Okay, appreciate it. Call tonight, as always, Danny. Let's go to B-Town. B-Town, final thoughts.
Yeah, I need help from somebody in the chat. Anybody that's addicted to webcams like me, these cam whores, I want to find a girl to do blackface. So if you got talking like I do, and you can find that shit, I want the video of it. She's got to have a big white ass, colored asshole. I don't want no bleach shit. It's got to be natural color. And, yeah, you get back from the B-Town.
That's what's up. Thanks, B-Town. You're welcome back on the show, always. Let's go to Becky from Indiana. Becky from Indiana, final thought.
All hail the Black Messiah. Fuck e-whores. And fuck the bronies.
Wait a second.
I
have bronies on my show. I'm trying to make a truce with the bronies. Some of them are actually kind of cool.
The bronies are still fucking perverts. If you jerk it to My Little Pony, you're not cool.
Okay. Fair enough.
They
want to
fuck My Little Ponies? That's it? Oh, my God. That's gross.
Yeah, no shit. All right. Well,
that's nasty.
Yeah, there's worse shit on the internet. Come on. All right, thanks.
Oh, yeah, guys, do the scat porn.
All right, let's see. Let's go now to Pony Toast. Pony Toast, do we get final thoughts?
Oh, man, I didn't even realize I was muted this whole time. I was just, like, fucking cussing at Becky from Indiana for, like, 5 minutes straight. No, I'm kidding. I'm celebrating 75 episodes tomorrow night, 75 episodes of True Question Radio, and I'm, like, super stoked.
True Equestria Radio.
Yes. 75 episodes. Now, Becky from Indiana, to be completely honest with you, I understand why you feel that it is weird. And
maybe
I
just lie to her.
I completely... There's no point in lying. There's no point in going, oh, man, I'm so cool because I watch ponies. It's not. I understand why you think that it's weird, and it's totally okay with me. You know,
because it's a weird sexual perversion.
It's not a weird sexual perversion at all. For me, I enjoy
you
something.
Just like little
I spend my time and my. Hey, let me talk, please. I spend my time and I spend my energy, and I have a fantastic life that I enjoy greatly, and I am very satisfied with the things that I like. And I hope that someday you find that same peace in the things that you enjoy to the point where you will no longer need to attack others.
Oh, I have joy. I have joy. It doesn't involve little kids cartoons.
Okay.
I wish I was fucking little kids. But no, I just fuck a little horse. No, it doesn't happen.
Okay. You have to think positive. Think positive about everything.
No,
you
really don't.
If you tweet Vince your Twitter handle, I will tweet you a picture of what bronies do.
My Twitter handle is True Equestria. We should talk.
We will talk.
True Equestria. True Equestria. We should talk.
You
darling, we should talk. And we should talk about all sorts of things.
Are you into furries too? Because I'll tweet you some furry porn.
Furry porn. Oh my God. You have to shut up. You're going to make me feel funny in my pants.
Well, I think you already are funny in your pants.
You know, I think as great as the fact that you're like, ah, I'm going to treat you all the pony porn and all the furry porn. I'm like, okay. And it's like
you're happy. You already have your dick in your hand and you're fapping away.
Like,
send it all, bitch.
Point B. You assume the internet is an okay place. I don't know if you know this, but the internet is not an okay place. Would you like for me to? Hey, tell me this. What is your favorite television show? Is that your
favorite television show?
What's your favorite television show?
Of all time?
Yes, of all time.
I would have to say for, like, longevity of years and for content, honestly, I have to say South Park.
South Park. I will PayPal $5 to the first person that posts South Park porn, into Vince in the Bay's chat. See how long it takes. I will PayPal you $5. First person to post South Park porn.
I don't need $5.
See how long it takes. I'm timing it.
Dude, you're weird, bro. Where do you come up with this shit?
All I'm saying is there's porn of everything, not just ponies.
Well,
and
duh.
And the internet itself is such a weird and screwed up place. Right there, Super Kami Guru. Bam. Super Comic Guru, you're getting yourself $5. There is so much porn everywhere of everything. To say that any particular kind of it is weirder than any other particular kind of it is really self-defeating. Does pony porn exist? Oh, absolutely. You know what else porn exists? Lunch. Yeah, people draw images of, like, apples and sandwiches having sex. It exists.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, dude. I mean, PETA does ads where they have chicks having sex with broccoli.
I've heard it, bro.
But I really appreciate the call tonight, Pony Toast. I'm sorry you got in so late. Let's see, who else do we have? Final thoughts. Getting in at the buzzer, my nigga ninja. We have a ninja. My nigga ninja. What's up?
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Listen, this motherfucker. This fucker's screwed up and shit, man. You talking about fucking, like, fur ponies and shit? You know where I'm from? What we would do to that motherfucker? That motherfucker's a pervert. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something, buddy. You go around picking on my little girl, my little pony set, and you start rubbing that shit up on you, you know what I'm going to do to you? My boots going to be so far up your motherfucking ass. You ain't going to be walking for 2 weeks. You're going to be begging for a pony to be fucking you because my foot big. Now, listen. Here's what I'm saying to you, brother. You're better off going and eating and fucking some broccoli. Go find yourself a nice motherfucking banana or cut a nice big hole in a goddamn tomato. You know, go do that shit, man, because that's more like normal. Than fucking an inanimate plastic object with multicolor fucking bullshit hair. Alright? Vince.
Yes, sir.
We can't be tolerating this shit on your air no more. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like, it's terrible. It's infesting all of the internet, to be honest.
Vince, you get rid of this shit right here, you get rid of your ninja problems. You hear what I'm saying?
No. I think they can help repel the. I think they can help repel the ninjas because I think the ninjas are just as grossed out as the bronies as everybody else. So I'm going to use that to my advantage.
The only motherfucker, from what I can understand from this Twitter bullshit, the only motherfucker that can stop your ninja problem outside of getting rid of the goddamn bronies is that Neil motherfucker. That dude's got like all the answers apparently. I don't know. That's what people's telling me.
Ben, sorry to interrupt, but I gotta get going.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Yo, baby.
Thanks for having me.
Yo, baby, you sound like you got a round mound of pound going on there. You want to talk to me for a little bit?
Oh wait, hang on. My nigga ninja, you can save your game for another night. I just want to give Amarilla a chance to say goodbye and give us her parting thoughts. Go ahead, Amarilla. Or is she already gone? Amarilla? All right. Anyway. Okay, who else do we have? Oh, wait. Hello? dropped off. Okay, that was cool. Thanks for calling in, Amarillo. We have Hammy D. Wilkins. Hammy D. Wilkins, final thoughts.
Hey, I just wanted to, like, I didn't get a chance earlier to clear my name. I just want to say that I never tweeted at Ghost ever, and I don't know why he tried to dox me or post it to my sister. I'm like, I'm all innocent to this. I didn't do anything. That's just all I wanted to say.
Is somebody rearranging their desk right now?
Sorry, Vince.
Okay. Could you say, okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, Hammy D. Wilkins. Appreciate the call. Oh man. Nigger Christ. Final thoughts, Nigger Christ.
I was Gucci. I see, first off, I can respect that pony boy because he at least admits that these ponies, they aren't some normal thing. You know, he at least admits that he's weird, and I can respect that.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. You do. I know.
I really do.
Dude, you really spank it to ponies?
You know, a lot of people do. A lot of people spank it to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't
spank it to ponies.
I don't kiss and tell. Yeah, fuck yes, I spank it to ponies. Holy shit! God damn!
Oh my god!
It's weird.
What if
shit.
I told you I was half pony?
Then
I'll be right
that
over.
would be have no effect on me because I'm not gay.
Twinkle twinkle glitter.
So you telling me you don't spank it to male ponies? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't. Male ponies do nothing to me.
What if that pony's like a goddamn aquamarine? You telling me?
I know. I gotta get going.
You talking about me fapping to like male ponies with like dicks and shit? Man, they're gay. They's gay, man.
How can you tell if that motherfucker's got a dick or not? I see my girl's pony in here. That shit ain't... It says it's like a male name. It got no dick.
Listen to this fucked up homophobic hierarchy.
Oh
a guy
God.
Who jerks
check your
off to a mid-80s fucking children's cartoon character is judging homosexuals.
Hey, Vince, I got a question for you, Vince. Ask you. Is
sure.
Is pony porn the worst thing on the internet?
Yeah.
It's pretty close, bro.
It's pretty close.
I haven't, full disclosure, I have not seen porny porn, but just the thought of it disturbs me.
I have two things to tell you, motherfuckers.
One,
Max Hardcore, all day, every day. And the second Word. Is Dagestan. That is in fact the Grim Reaper of fucking internet videos. Brony porn, who gives a fuck? I mean, honestly, who gives a fuck?
You can find so much weirder shit. You can find the people that draw like
what,
children.
Brother.
You can have people that like have sex with children and post shit on the internet, and you're gonna say that like pony porn is bad.
So you're one step above pedophiles? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying I'm one step above pedophiles. I would like to think that I'm a hell of a few steps above pedophile.
Hey, here's the thing. I don't give a shit about none of this horse fucking shit. I gotta get going, and I gotta catch me breaking bad. So, I'll stay Gucci. And hey, Vince, tell your man to clean out her pussy next time before I come on.
You can make Breaking Bad come on anytime you want. You stay right here on this goddamn phone, beside.
Nah, nigga, it's a marathon. I got your jokes. Vince, hey, shut up. Vince, tell your aunt she better clean her pussy out before I come over next time. That shit smell like straight-up week-old Nesquik. You know what I'm saying, man?
Hey, nigger,
right. Shit. Yeah?
Walt dies.
Nah, I'm already caught up. I just want to rewatch that shit before the finale. Nah, nice try, though. Yeah,
I don't even watch the show. I just know that happened.
I'll stay Gucci.
Got,
you feel me?
Nobody got no. Go ahead.
Oh, no, he rage quit. He bailed. Okay, that's it. He's gone. Thank God. Hammy D. Wilkins,
you had her on. She's fail.
What?
You can bring her back on though, or him.
You know what? At this point, I don't care. Everybody is live. I just want to make sure I get everybody's final words. Becky from Indiana, did you get your final thoughts?
I did, but I just want to reiterate that bronies are fucking perverts. And
I love you, Becky.
I love you.
I love this bitch, too.
The
Becky,
that
follow me on Twitter. I want to talk to you.
Oh, God, yeah, probably not going to happen because I'm way too cool for you. But bronies fuck the ponies because they can't fuck the kids. And that's what's wrong.
Hey, Vince, am I allowed to brag for like 10 seconds really quick here?
Bronies are like the greatest thing the internet... But, Grant, if you're fucking into cringe, like if you like watching cringe videos or pictures, bronies is the fucking single-handedly the greatest fucking thing for the internet. Just go on YouTube, just search fucking brony, and you'll have an infinite amount of fucking cringe.
Oh, I know.
As long as that show is still on, you'll always have it.
There's like ponies fucking ponies, and then there's 40-year-old men with, like, limp dicks trying to fap away to it.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Becky, let me explain one really quick thing here.
Oh, brother.
You find the cartoon pony sexy. Go.
That's okay. Well, it's why I find the cartoon pony
it's
sexy.
It's got silky green hair, and it's got smooth ass thighs.
Oh, God.
It's all cartoon ready for his dick to answer. That shit is fucked up.
Do you go for the purple one or the pink one?
Neither. I go for the blue one with the rainbow hair. Anyway,
the yellow one's a whore. I'm just saying.
I've heard that too. You know, the fact that I got into ponies introduced me to a lot of people that work in animation. And right now, my vocal coach as a voice actor is Michael Richard Dobson, the voice of
Your
Dr. Doom.
Your vocal coach fucking sucks.
The voice of
That's
Dr. Doom.
From Seinfeld.
That's right. The voice of Dr. Doom is the one teaching me to be a voice actor. That wouldn't have happened because of ponies. So,
well, if you're a voice actor, you're failing hardcore.
Well,
failing hardcore.
Here's the thing. You get out of your mother's basement, then you'd not be failing no more, right?
Get out of whose basement?
Are you getting into a Disney movie?
You
can't be living in the basement no more. You see, that's the problem with bronies, man. They all live in the parents' basements.
Man. I wish I was living in my parents' basement and wasn't, like, paying rent, like, on my own apartment, which is what I do.
Are you fucking geisty?
Shit. There's no way.
Oh, dude. Totally.
Dude, you ever had, like, when you were in elementary school... Did you ever own, like, Lisa Frank binders or pencils and shit? Like, the really fucking colorful horses and unicorns?
No, I didn't.
And you had to have gotten bullied, like, your whole fucking existence.
I was a Transformers kid. I had, like, all of my shit was Transformers.
Did you
Like, I had, like, I had, like, Optimus Prime on the front of my Trapper Keeper. Like, as long as it was cool to do so, like, about...
Yo, motherfucker, you trying to bag a Transformer, too?
What's that? Trying to bag
a fucking Transformer?
No,
I'm Iron Man 3.
Don't fight crime, Optimus's ass.
Sexy. Sorry, I don't fight Transformers sexy.
I think we're muted.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Bitch is smoking a bone right now.
Dude, I'm just on autopilot. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to wait till you guys get tired of talking, and I'm going to shut it down.
Okay.
You the man, motherfucker. You keep it rolling right into the deep night. That's what I love about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ponytoes, what do you think about Howard Stern's opinion about the bronies and you know, all the people that interact with that show? What's your opinion about that?
Yeah,
motherfucker.
I think I've got a kind of a problem with how Howard Stern handled it. But then again, that's kind of why he is Howard Stern.
Taking out the trash is not paying rent to your parents. I don't know. Nobody's more normal on the face of the earth than Howard Stern, man.
I don't know if you know what he did last year at BronyCon in New Jersey. Howard Stern.
Yeah, Ronycon?
Yeah, it's a convention. Howard Stern.
Yeah, yeah, let him speak.
Public service, motherfucker.
Let him explain it. He also did it this year, too. Explain it.
Yeah, Howard go Stern, for it. Can we please just give a Pony Toast the floor for a second?
Yes.
Well, goddamn night.
Howard Stern went to BronyCon last year, and because of the fact that BronyCon was full of relatively normal people, I'm not going to say normal people because there were a bunch of not normal people, but relatively normal people, he actually had one of his interns who's a really big, fat, like burly guy, like looks like he is a donut shop in himself. They put him into this really tight pink thing and gave him like a pink wig and had him go around like squeeing like, oh my God, and filmed him as if he was an attendee. The problem was that guy didn't have a press pass and was escorted off of the BronyCon grounds because he didn't have a press pass. And the only footage that they had from Howard Stern's thing when they did the video was from this guy that they had brought on because the bronies weren't weird enough for Howard Stern's show. So,
what about this year, though? But he got back in. Now, what was the deal? Did he have a press
Howard
pass?
Stern, this year, Howard Stern was denied a press pass, and as far as I'm aware, I do not work for BronyCon this year, which I did volunteer last year, but I do not work for them this year. As far as I know, Howard Stern didn't get any footage on the convention grounds this year. So if
he must have been outside because he interviewed people.
I know
and
he did.
And there was the same exact responses. He actually had them do it. It was fucking hilarious. And actually, Vince, you should queue up those sound clips because they're fucking gold. Do your impression of a joyful pony. Or like do your impression of a sad pony. And they fucking did it. They actually did it. And if there was only video with it, it would have been fucking amazing.
If there's anything that I can say for bronies, at least, it's that bronies are not weird enough for Howard Stern, and he has to make stuff up.
I don't see that way.
You couldn't act that shit.
That's nothing
revelatory. I think you're fucking delusional.
As far as Howard Stern goes, he lives to make people mad and offended. So
yeah.
I don't really care.
It's not revelatory that these outfits, they stage stuff, because especially reality TV shows, because they don't get the drama they're looking for, so they stage it. And
listen to Howard Stern? You understand that show?
I understand Howard Stern. No, I don't listen to him anymore because I don't get
satellite radio. On the radio still today.
I love Howard. No, don't get me wrong. I respect Howard Stern. I loved his show when he was on terrestrial radio. I listened to it. I thought it was great. I want to bone the shit out of Robin Givens. I don't get the satellite radio. So I don't listen anymore.
Yeah.
I'll send you some download links, man.
If you want to send me some classic clips or whatever, or point me to links or whatever, yeah, sure, I'll check it out.
All right, brother.
If Howard Stern had actually like gone around and talked to people, I'm sure he could have gotten a lot more interesting and crazy shit than putting a fat guy in a costume and filming that guy. But it seemed lazy to me. I mean,
in any situation that you interview a brony, no matter what comes out of their mouth, it's still going to be fucking hilarious to normal society. Like, look at these kids that try to put on fucking presentations. They do like their college thesis on fucking why the gender roles are, you know, like this whole like fucking, they're trying to make this point about what people look down on it.
You ever catch the con head of BronyCon? The convention head of BronyCon, a guy named Zephyr, he was actually interviewed on Attack of the Show on G4 before Attack of the Show ended last year. And it was a great interview. And they were asking those same kind of questions, like, why are you into ponies? And you've got to see Zephyr. Zephyr is just this guy who just, like, nothing gets to him. And he's sitting there in his suit, and he's like, you know, it's what we do, man. It's what we do. So
pedophiles
too. Dude, but
sounds
like
a real
cool situation
character.
Is if you fucking put that, if you like put that you're a fan of that show on any resume, on any online fucking presence that you have on your LinkedIn, you're trying to find some sort of corporate professional job outside of some stupid animation fucking voice actor. You know, that's really the only thing that you can do is sort of freelance and sort of this bullcrap.
I disagree. You're fucked.
So then right there alone should be a fucking warning flag that you should just stop with the bullshit. Like, it's fucking stupid. You have no credibility whatsoever when you fucking, you're a fan of it. It's like, you're ashamed of it. You probably don't even tell your fucking fans.
I mean,
your friends. That's what I meant to say.
My work with EDL Media, which is the radio station I work with, plenty of radio station I work with, I actually put that on my resume, and it got me a job. Because they said, what is this? And I said, it's an online radio station for fans of the show My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. And the guy goes, interesting. What kind of work did you do? And I said, well, I managed a team, and I explained the stuff that I did with it. And he goes, okay, interesting. And I mean, he looked a little bit off-put by the fact that it was My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic, but he honestly didn't cry. And I got the job, and it got me a job in PR. So the kind of
fucking squirrel finds a nut occasionally, dude. That doesn't make a fucking rule.
It doesn't make it a rule, but it also doesn't. But it also contradicts what the other guy said about if you ever put that on a resume, it's a red flag.
All right. So do you recommend that to your fans of your show to just go out and openly put that on their resume? Is it a good idea? Do you think it's a good idea?
If you worked in an environment that's professional, then it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you can do the skills, put it on your resume. Holy shit.
Okay.
Like, if you say, hey, I covered an 8,000-person convention that was full of people that watch My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic, and I ran a camera board, and I ran XLR cable all across the thing, and video edited it and put it out and live streamed it, then that right there is video coverage experience. And it doesn't matter what you're covering. You could be covering a fucking, like, porn convention. You could be covering a rock convention. You could be covering a rock collecting convention. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. It's endless. The possibility. You know what? When I went to DEF CON.
This person's...
I have my
go to University of Phoenix.
Can we simmer down for a second here?
I have my hand raised to say one thing.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Becky from Indiana.
Okay. Geisty is like a brony, correct?
Do what now?
Geisty. Brony. Correct?
Yes, Geisty is a brony.
And I don't know who that is.
And he has how much scat porn saved in his computer? How many terabytes? 10?
Bill's a brony.
I am not into scat porn. Oh, my God.
He's got a lot of scat porn, and he's a brony. People are fucked up.
Next.
I'm a brony, and I don't like scat porn. I think scat porn is awful. I think scat porn is some of the worst thing you can find on the internet.
I don't know. There's a good
You just need to admit. You just need to admit that any argument that you have is just going to be this like perpetual fucking circle where you're going to keep coming back to the same points that you're trying to make, and you'll never fucking win.
Not really.
I don't think that I've circled around.
You
might be the only example. Like I said earlier, people that can put that on a resume that fucking work in that sort of environment, like the media.
Well, for one, I'm greatly complimented by the fact that on ESPN,
they wouldn't even fucking hire you. You're probably doing some really fucking niched weird shit where the guy isn't, you know, he doesn't use the internet, he doesn't know about this sort of shit and how fucking weird it actually is.
Not at all.
It's like,
not
I'm gonna put it, it's almost equivalent to just putting. Like, what's another kid's show? Like, what's some old ass show that I used to fucking watch or was on TV? Like, super hyper. Kiddish.
I don't know.
I can't think of that. I know there's a million of them.
Ren and Stimpy. Let's call that one.
No. Kids show. Fucking colorful, super, you know, something like
Strawberry
Nick,
Shortcake.
Fucking...
Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Okay.
Red flag.
The thing is that the subject of it doesn't really matter. The biggest, the most important part of it is the fact that you have the skill. So, I mean, if we're talking about a resume specifically, I appreciate the compliment that you find me to be an exception. I think that's great. I know multiple people that they have received training and they have built up skills in this. But it's not just the pony community. I mean, this is every community. If you work in anime, if you do like anime stuff, if you do like the furry community is a big one. When you find a bunch of people that can help you hone a skill, and you hone a skill, then that's something that sticks with you, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. Now, me personally, the only reference
what turns
I
you on
have,
about this shit? Like, what fucking thrills your shit to be looking at little plastic ponies?
Like turns me on or like turns me on. That's what I'm asking. I mean, like what excites me or what actually makes me want to masturbate to it?
Both.
Which is okay. What excites me about it is the fact that there's a shit ton of people involved and it's actually like gotten me places and has gotten me jobs and has improved my life. As far as masturbatory material. Man, you do enough. You have enough butterscotch schnapps, and like anything becomes marginally attractive. So.
Squid porn.
So you have to get yourself totally fucked up in order to jack off to ponies.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's not my.
Do you have any uncles or aunts? Yeah, I mean, do you have any brothers or sisters that have like nieces or nephews or anything?
I do.
Do they let you watch the kids? Do they like allow you to be around them, or do they fucking get weirded out?
Oh no, I can go see my nieces and nephews anytime I want to. They all think it's cool.
You jack off to plastic ponies?
One of my nieces. It was really funny. My last birthday, she sent me a birthday card, and it was a My Little Pony birthday card. And she's like, Mom said that you liked this show, and I like the show too. My favorite pony is Fluttershy, which was like in the thing. It was just the most adorable thing ever. Because my niece,
I know you probably
my niece
right
breaks
there.
My heart.
Did you fucking jack off to that card?
No, dude.
Did you fucking jack off to the birthday card your niece gave you, sick fuck?
No.
Tell the truth.
I did.
That's not a lie. You got fucking hyped on that shit, didn't you?
No, not at all.
Hyped? What the fuck?
He can't open the card anymore, but he didn't get hyped to it.
He glued shut, man. I can't stop coming. No, it's nothing like that, man.
The card is glued shut with semen.
You know, my family's actually rather supportive of it. My dad was probably the toughest person to convince when I told him. And it was a very awkward conversation, but I said, you know, this is the thing that got me this PR job. I got the PR job. Said, you know, this is what did that. And he says to me, he goes, you know, is it something that you enjoy? And I said, yeah. And he goes, then I can't really complain too much about it. So... My dad.
That's not what he said.
Oh, your dad's gay.
Nah.
Huh?
Not what he said.
Dad is like ultra conservative, ex-military, and he was very supportive.
So that means he isn't gay.
No, my dad's not gay. My dad's
not. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. His girlfriend would be one to say, you know.
A lot of people hide it.
Not. But. You know,
military conservative who's supportive of a brony son, I think he might be gay.
When it comes down to it, absolutely comes down to it.
Last time you had a girlfriend?
Me? Last time I had a girlfriend? I have one currently, actually.
Does she know
is
that
she
you
also
watch
brony?
Ponies?
Oh, that was a fucking lie and a half. Oh, my God. Say it again. Say it three times.
Time?
I have a girlfriend.
And actually, she does know about it.
Actually, see, there's that fucking modifier again. Listen, you liar. You don't have a fucking girlfriend. You lying motherfucker.
So. If you say
is that
so.
A girlfriend with a penis?
Oh, shit. I have 35
so.
Girlfriends with names of blue. And teal and seafoam green and yellow.
And they all live
rainbow.
In Canada. And they're all... But no, I do currently have a girlfriend, and she does know about the pony thing. She's not particularly into it, so I don't
and
really push
the
issue.
Wait,
yeah,
she's
not particularly
she's not
into
a fucking
it,
pedophile.
But it is your entire life. You do dedicate yourself
no, it's
to
not.
Having a
it's
fucking
not.
Radio show.
You, have a
radio, you go to the events.
It.
You
it's
save
your
up your money.
Life.
You're way beyond the average fucking YouTube commenter that says they like that shit, or just the average presence on the internet, you know?
Yep.
Like the average fan, because they
yep.
are the internet. They have
yep.
they have a presence,
she,
but you
she
like
knows
go above and beyond it.
She knows
so
all that.
It's hard to believe that when you just say that, like, oh, I'm not that big, you know? It's not that big part of my life. It's a lie.
Don't mind that. I have a radio show about fucking ponies.
She thought it was kind of cool.
But
she thought, I'm like, you know, hey, I've got all these followers on Twitter.
Wait, what do you
and
mean she thought? Like, what's cool. the past tense? Why does she think, like, she doesn't openly have an opinion? Like, you've
no,
only
she,
talked about it one time. Do you not hear at all?
See your girlfriend's handle.
I said she thought it was cool, as in when I told her about it, she thought it was cool.
Yeah, what's her handle?
I don't know what she thinks about it now.
What's your handle?
Yeah, because you guys don't speak, because she doesn't exist.
Wow.
What's her Twitter handle?
Oh, shit, the cops are coming. Fuck,
she
I gotta run.
She doesn't have a Twitter. I'm trying to get her on Twitter, but she doesn't have a Twitter.
She doesn't have a Twitter, but she's dating a brony who has a brony internet show? Okay.
Yes.
Correct.
Thanks, Vince.
Somebody like watching a film.
I don't know, but
background.
you got some fucking balls to come on here. I gotta say that, and just kind of
yeah.
you know fucking stick your dick in the wasp nest.
Hey, it's cool.
But regardless, I mean, fucking.
Isn't the first time I've walked into a radio show full of people that hate bronies. I would ask of you.
Dude, I don't hate you.
It's not
I don't
happen.
Know you. But
I just
like,
think you're a closet pedophile.
The
so.
Fucking shit
well,
that
I
you're
would,
into is fucked up.
All I would ask of you is to consider the things on the internet that are a lot worse than bronies.
That's not an argument.
I'm not saying,
I only fuck kids and people kill people. That's stupid. That's not an argument.
I'm not going to say that people in the brony community, that there aren't a lot of weird people, because, oh my God, there are. There are people that creep me the fuck out. But at the same time, there's also
that's
people,
a high bar.
But at the same time, there are people that are creepy and weird in a lot of different communities, wrestling, sports. I mean, have you ever had like that one?
I don't know. You were talking.
Yeah,
about
like have you ever had that one guy that was like he was so obsessed with the sports cheerleaders, like he knew all of their names and their bust sizes and stuff. Have you ever knew?
What's
wrong
with
that?
With obsession. No, you're just treating obsession with obsession. It's still not cool.
Dude, I don't give a fuck if some guy likes a whole bunch of cheerleaders. They're adults. It's adults liking adults. It's not adults liking little kid toys.
Mm. It's kind of a very
it's fucking
odd
watermelons
line there.
And rocks, dude. Those are not comparisons.
It's an odd line there. When it comes down to it, though, every group has their obsession.
No, you are trying hard. You are trying really hard to justify the obsession. And
oh,
I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm not
like,
justifying
I
the obsession at all.
I appreciate your
don't
effort.
Get me
are
wrong.
You one of those
but
fucking Asperger people?
Really
is that what's up
don't
with you?
Don't get me
you?
Wrong. I'm not justifying the obsession at all, nor am I trying to
are you
say
a fucking
asshole? Opinion.
No, but you are, because you're a fucking job. My military conservative father approves. My fake girlfriend approves. Like, I have so many followers on Twitter. Like, it's awesome. Like,
I got a job from it.
Trying to justify. Yeah, that's exactly what
I'm saying. I think when it comes down to it, I'm rather lucky, but I'm not.
Why don't you just say, listen, I'm a pervert.
I'm not
I mean,
alone
yeah,
with
just,
either.
Just own it all. Just own it.
Yeah, be like, I'm a fucking pervert.
I think that to call all bronies, you know, one thing, you were saying, you know, they all live in their basement, they're all losers, they're all and the other.
I
didn't say
they
that.
They probably do.
Someone said it. I'm not sure who it was.
Well, it wasn't either one of us.
S-H-I-T.
Like you're kind of trying to justify something while saying that you don't approve of it, which is complete bullshit. And
Oh, no, I'm not saying I don't approve of it either. I totally approve of bronies. Bronies are totally...
Okay, so you just said, was saying that you approve of it, you approve of grown men masturbating to a children's cartoon program and also buying the toys where it's a horse with a vagina so they can fuck it.
I don't think the toys have vaginas. That would be really rude to some.
I don't get down like that. I have a picture. I will tweet it to somebody who will tweet it to you.
Is that the really light blue one?
With a vagina.
I think I've seen that picture. The really light blue one where it looks like there's so much
like
butthole into it.
Yes, and it has a huge vagina.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Hey, you know.
So continue justifying. Continue, please. Because
just
you're feeling
fucking
really
own it.
Hard.
Be like, listen, I like to fuck horses, and I'm really into little kid toys.
I don't like to fuck horses at all.
If you want to be fucked by a huge
horse.
Yeah,
you do. You fucking jerk
off
to it. That's one step away, man.
Not at all. Oh, gross. Have you ever been around a pony? They're, like, terrible and ugly and scary, and I fucking hate
them. Well, then why do you jerk off to them?
Because one is an imaginary...
He just admitted that he jerks off
one
to
is,
them.
I admitted that like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's already copped that.
One of them is an imaginary multicolored...
I want to know what Kyoto thinks about all of this.
And one of them is a real, like, not sexy at all horse.
So you like the shiny plastic then?
No, actually, I don't own any of the toys. I don't.
So, but if you wandered up, like, on a sparkly pink pony with, rainbow-colored mane, you'd be like, hell yeah, and you'd have an instant boner, and you'd be all over that.
As far as the
toys
go,
if your girl put on a fucking plastic shiny suit, would you be all about it?
As far as the toys go, I know personally that I am the exception in that because I don't own any of the toys. I own one shirt.
There are people who do, and you're
like
defending them.
I don't know what their thing is with the toys, and it's their thing, so I'm not going to go to them and tell them that that's wrong.
Just like the ponies, or are there other toys that you really like, too?
I don't have any. The only toys that I have, and I'm looking around my room to see what toys I have here.
He's got a
room,
yeah.
I've got
one. You better
one,
keep your voice down so your parents don't come in.
I've got one Godzilla.
Oh,
like, high dresser. And
he's got a sleeve that vibrates and pulses and sings the My Little Pony theme song.
Yes.
Like, he's...
It's shaped
totally
like a horse's vagina. No, I actually don't have any toys. But I don't think they're particularly weird.
You just watch the cartoon and you don't need a toy to actually get off, is what you're saying. You just watch the cartoon, you put your hand on your dick, you fap a little bit, and kabloom.
I don't think I've ever masturbated to the show.
But you just said earlier you did. You just said,
I did say that I masturbated to, like, artwork, because some of the artwork I find particularly arousing.
Artwork of one pony fucking another pony. Maybe the yellow one getting fucked by the blue one. Maybe that was what struck your fancy.
Yeah, I think it was one
fucking
of those.
Fucking Rainbow Bright, right?
Rainbow Dash. Get it right. It's Rainbow Dash.
If I was a dyke, I would totally fuck Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Dash. Rainbow Bright. Okay. Wait a second. Are you saying that if you were a lesbian, you would fuck like a 5-year-old girl in a rainbow dress? Because that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, pretty sure.
Wait
I'm
a second. No,
wait
I think
a
you
second.
Totally just said
trying,
that.
Now you're trying to come back the other way. You actually have feelings for other people that could potentially do something weird. Get the fuck out of here.
Like you might as well masturbate to like two dogs fucking. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Get off on animal
porn. Negro. That's all
people
you had to say.
Some people are in that. I'm not one of those.
I dig animal sex. That's all you have to say is I'm a zoophile.
Some people are. I'm not, though. That's the thing. I'm actually
but,
not a zoophile.
But you kind. But okay, so you're a cartoon.
You're
a
Theron boy.
There's a. You know. There's a term.
You're a horse cartoon zoophile.
There is a term.
I love how Vince is trying to drown us out.
Collect the bill.
Vince, fuck off.
He's a cartoon zoophile. There's a term for people that are attracted to cartoons. Find it. Oh well.
Yeah, is it cartoonophiles?
You,
is it not?
It might.
I think it's
tunophile specifically. T-O-O-N-A file.
So I just coined like the actual more technical term.
I'm not positive what the term is, but this is the thing. Every show has this. South Park has this. Doctor Who has this.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make it more right. Just because
it doesn't
more,
but it doesn't make any of them more wrong either.
Than you doesn't make you less perverted.
But does it make? Well, that's the thing. Does it make ponies more perverted?
No, but you come to the show, so you're
no,
the target.
No, exactly. It's the exact same perversion. If you're perverted,
if
you're perverted.
If someone called in and said that they were jerking off to pound puppies, I would be like, oh, you're a fucking pervert.
Okay.
You're a puppy file.
So let me try and rephrase what you're saying. What you're saying is that people that find arousal in things other than, I guess, just like basic straight porn, or maybe even porn at all. People that become aroused by different kinds of porn that are considered to be deviant are therefore perverts. Correct? I don't know what would be outside.
Wait a minute.
You can't make a blanket statement that's what
you
agree to.
I gotta leave this in the archive. There is a fantastic ninja builder app available. You can build little ninjas right on your iPhone.
Yeah, there's an app for that. It's like My Ninja Builder or something like that.
Yeah, Ninja Builder by Sean
Wolf. If you want like a really good one, you contact Steve Briarty and he makes you a really good one.
Oh.
He's one of the ninjas.
For all the ninjas who are down from day one.
Also, Yeti makes good ones. So Yeti or Steve Mike Briarty.
Look, let me say
it doesn't matter
that.
Which cartoon you're fapping to, it's inappropriate.
Why can't you just fap to actual human beings? I would never want to bring this up like anywhere that would be a professional setting or anything. It's totally inappropriate.
But you just said he's got a job from it, so you didn't have a problem bringing it up.
I don't believe that I would ever put on any resume that I anything that I was sexually aroused by. Nor would anyone.
I don't get down like that.
You said that you're a brony on your resume. And the guy asked you about it, and you said, "Yeah, I'm into ponies." And he was like, "Oh, that's cool, that's interesting," is what you said.
Right.
He's a little off put by
right.
it, but he still gave me the job.
In that, are you then saying that all bronies are aroused by My Little Pony?
That's kind of what bronies are.
And there, you're completely wrong. Actually, a lot of bronies are not. They like the artwork and the writing.
Anybody
above the age
of them
just
like
one is jerking off to it.
So you're saying that there's a lot of middle-aged men who watch My Little Pony, but not for sexual arousal. Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. Me, as a general
what are they watching for then? Because I think you're full of shit. I think they're closet pedophiles who are watching My Little Pony
That right there is such a blanket statement, and you just told me not to make blanket statements.
Yeah, well, fuck me. But I'd love to. You sound so sexy. I am fucking sexy as hell.
Oh, my God. Your voice is just like, oh, my God. We really need to talk to each other at some point.
Middle-aged men do not watch My Little Pony for any reason for content besides sex.
But that's the thing, is that they do watch it for content. Actually,
okay, tell me what the content is. Is it sparkle, sparkle, glitter, glitter, fuck? Because they don't care about that.
No, it's not. the show, and I mean, I don't want to nerd out on the show. Oh my God, you can't tell you about the show. But the show is written by DHX, or it's not DHX, written by... Maybe DHX. Yeah, written and created by DHX Studio Bay, which have been doing children's shows for the last decade and a half.
And are they 40 plus?
What, DHX and such? They write for everything. They've written for shows like, you ever watch Samurai Jack? You ever see Samurai Jack? You ever watch Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends? Yeah. A lot of
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
A lot of these shows.
I love how Vince is
vodka.
A lot of these shows.
Sorry, Vince.
A lot of these shows are written for children and their parents to watch together, and
like
that's what this show is. That's what this show is made for.
Yeah. No.
Fat frog flying past.
Not if there's old men watching it by themselves with their dicks in their hands. I'm sorry. You cannot justify that.
I wonder how many people listen to Vince in the Bay with dicks in their hands. Does that make...
Please, Paul, pause for a pause.
We know Keanu does.
And I have my hand all over my vagina right now. I'm fapping away. Like just
rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I understand that my voice does that to you, but that's rather inappropriate.
Well, actually, it's not your voice.
The quick brown fox.
Sheila, shut the shutter.
I know that.
Okay, everybody halt. Everybody pause. Just pause.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee
to
lonely lane.
Can we just play the tongue twisters game? Let's play tongue twisters.
Any noise annoys an oyster. But a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Bill Wagner.
Wow.
Let's all play.
Anyway, you know, guys, if you
call it a fucking night.
You know, guys, you know,
Sheila,
you
shut
guys have,
the shop.
You guys
shutter.
Have your opinion on show and whatever. I'm cool with that. Let me do it this way. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you guys having your opinions on the show.
Mary,
and stuff
Mary,
like that.
Harry.
And as a stereotype, what makes a stereotype
my
is
God,
that they're usually
fine.
Based...
We're trying to play tongue twisters.
They're usually based...
Now you're disenfranchised? Now you're among the disenfranchised? Is that what you're
no,
trying
no,
to
say
argue?
Say toy
no,
boat
no,
five
no,
times
I'm
fast.
Say that stereotypes in
toy
general
boat,
are based
toy
on
boat,
reality.
Toy boat, toy boat.
So...
There once was a woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, her uterus fell out.
Oh, my God.
Got your opinion on it. That's cool.
I'm
not going to try and convince you to watch the show or whatever. Because
you're not.
That's
so
fine.
Once was a woman who lived in a shoe.
So.
And she
can
had
we just,
a giant
can we
magoo.
Just play tongue twisters now? Because that would be funner than this.
Well, there's only 8 minutes left before the after show's over.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
You know,
had
Peter,
a wife, loved to beat her. Slapped her twice across the head and fucked her ass and went to bed.
Fabulous. Okay, kids. It's time to shut down the show. Like you said, we're running out of time. So I will do the official final last call. It's last call here on Vince in the Bay. I think this is the second straight overtime show that's gone all the way 3 hours. It's pretty fucking cool. I don't know that the last 3 hours, the last hour produced anything entertaining for podcast listeners, but I enjoyed it. Then again, I was stoned and pilled up and downed a couple cups of coffee, so I really have no recollection of what was discussed whatsoever. I apologize if the content was lacking, but I enjoyed myself. Okay, let's go down the line here and give people their final words quickly. We're going to start with, let's start with Hammy D. Wilkins. Hammy D. Wilkins, final thoughts.
I just want to know, is B-Town still listening?
Who?
B-Town.
Yeah, B-Town's here. He's right here.
I just
you're on with him.
To B-Town, that I love him very, very much, and I've actually been in love with him for the past year, and I don't know. I'll just shut up now.
Yeah, get off.
Oh, Hammy, W. Wilkins, if it doesn't work out with B-Town, hit me up, yo. No answer to that?
Sure.
I was just kind of hoping that B-Town would return my love, but I guess not.
Well, hey, if you need somebody to rebound with, I'm here. Thank you for calling, and thank you for tweeting, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Hammy D. Wilkins. Let's go now to final thoughts from Vagina Liquor. Go ahead, Vagina Liquor.
Where you want to meet at, fag?
How about
Then do it, fucking tough guy.
You have my phone number. It's real to figure out who I am. Why don't you give me your number so I can figure out who you are?
Are you not listening to me?
What?
Do I have your attention at all?
Yeah, okay.
All right, listen. Where do you want to meet?
Go get your little dildo collection out and go back in your little porn room and fucking ass fuck yourself with it. Are you in Kentucky?
All right, I think that was some soundboard bullshit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I apologize. All right, quickly. Pony Toast. Final thoughts, Pony Toast.
This was interesting conversation, and I'm not here to change anybody's mind. It was good talking about it, and it was great being on the show, Vince. You should come and check out my show again, because I had fun having you on. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate your participation tonight. It was great. It was a lively discussion there. I thought it was good. It was good radio.
And it didn't get out of hand. There was no like shouting matches or anything either. Everybody was very civil.
Yeah.
As a very final thing, Becky, seriously, hit me up on Twitter. We should talk. Oh my God, you're so fucking sexy.
All right. Well, I'm sure that can be arranged. Thanks a lot, Pony Toast. Let's go to B-Town. B-Town, any final thoughts from you?
My final thoughts are that the Red Sox are going to win the World Series this year, 2013. And not only is Tom Brady the greatest NFL quarterback, but he's also the greatest athlete in the world. So, you know, figure that one out.
Oh, you know what I want to figure out? Aaron Hernandez. Is he the most notorious mass murderer in the NFL?
He's just fucking stupid. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, what a shame.
And
what
if you can't do the math on that one, then I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. All right, appreciate the call, B-Town. Becky from Indiana, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts are, if the brony wants to flirt with me on Twitter, maybe he should check with his girlfriend first. And secondly, fuck bronies. Thirdly, Aaron Hernandez is a fucking crazy pants, and his girlfriend just got indicted for, what was it, accessory or some shit for trying to hide evidence.
Oh, horrible.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed the show. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Thank you, Becky from Indiana. And let's go with Jane. Jane, quickly, your final thoughts, please.
Me and Kyoto are one.
That was very zen, hippie.
And Bill Wagner.
Kyoto, do you have anything?
My takeaway for tonight is that Hammurabi's code is fat. And VITB for life.
That's what's up. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up. Until next time, which will be tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be squaring off with the ninjas. So if you would like to check that out or support me, I would be very, very, very appreciative. I'll tweet it out. I don't know what time it's going to be, but it'll be sometime tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of ninjas. My White Ninja tweeted that there was.